Blog Talk Radio.
Joy to my heart, boy, because the world may seem cold, but
Stay Young at Heart. What a song. But we about to get a reality check. You're right. We need y'all to never stop. There is a battle for everything on this planet, including your mind. But you got the power if you want to give that one up. And many of you have already gave it up to the sublime. Let's get started. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful weekend. Everybody, joy everybody this weekend. Appreciate all the love. All you have was in the ceremonial ritual of what was called Thanksgiving. If your mind changed the reality of that construct, even though you might have sat around family members and watched football and everything, many of you don't realize we don't even keep the tradition. The tradition is not even what you think. You don't even do the tradition, basically. It's all for economic gain. And today's program will be touching on all bases, because there is a plot to destroy Christian civilization. And many of you have already helped in its own destruction, but I'm talking about Western Christian. Because as you will see, come January 1st, while you watching all this Puff Daddy bullshit and all this other bullshit, see, they know sex sells, so they got these cats to do this for you. But we're going to run the game down. All that's going down behind the unseen hand, the hand you see and the people you see on TV, they paid and brought for it. You ain't getting on no network unless you pay tribute to the prince of the power of the air. Right there. Now we're gonna get into all facets today. I got some. I may have some special guests. I hope my brother called. I'd love to give him a full show, but if he do, we're gonna give him his time. Of course, I changed the time because of situations that have arose. But what a wonderful time! All you old schoolers, last night, much love to y'all. Oh my goodness! Whoa! What a party! So once you realize life goes on, the world is not going to be destroyed. Of reality will be destroyed. Can't destroy the earth. Nah. You can blow a bunch of nuclear bombs on it and still won't destroy the earth. But you can destroy people and civilizations. That's a big difference. The first word is civil. You can destroy all civil reality, which is being done right now before your very eyes. Anytime people's okay with you getting robbed, and they get out the next day, you don't have no more civics or civil. Civility is gone. So that is the plot. Today we will talk about all these things about to get started. It's the 60th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Oh, my goodness. The things we found out. See how time has a way. That's why it says nothing should be hid that should not be revealed. Only time will give it the chance to open your eyes. If you die before you can get your eyes open, you sleep and slumber and get it on. Let's get started today. Come January 1st, some of these are Christian countries. Ethiopia, Egypt, Arabia is not. Argentina, yep. Saudi Arabia, you know, all right. Iran, nope. United Emirates. How do they all get together? Oh, I forgot Russia, too, and China. How did all of them get together and brought in some more people? Come January 1st, while you watch all that, they all had their meetings. The currency is going to be set. All y'all can party all you want. Stand up for tomorrow. Eat, drink for tomorrow if we all die. Who wonder who said that one? Because guess what? In a matter of a blinking of an eye, it would change the whole dynamics of the economic sphere. I don't give a damn what you got, especially if you only got paper money. You got some land, tangibles, got a chance in this thing. Because it's going to be so smooth. It's going to be unbelievable. But the whole construct of this is to clearly position themselves, the BRICS, with this multipolar world one that is dominated by the U.S. and other members of the West. Now, who the hell are they talking about? Can only be talking about two people. United States, Israel. Of course, Canada and them lumped in with us, and so is Mexico for the North American Trade Agreement that was already put in place by the Clintons, which some of y'all forgot. Ain't never got changed. You don't heard Trump say Mexico is our most greatest ally, Canada. Now, these groups are socialists. So you know you squeezed in a sandwich. Socialist, two socialist regimes, one at each border, and you claiming to be a beacon of democracy. Now, I'm going to tell you, this has to be unbelievable what's going to take place. Now, while all this is going on, South America is changing drastically. They got all kind of neoconservatives in there. They got this guy in Argentina, just got elected, Javier Milei. He's known as a madman because he's so hyper energy. I wonder what's causing that hyper energy. He was just elected. Now, he pledges to close Argentina's central banks immediately. Now, listen to what he's saying. We're going to close the Argentina central bank and replace it with a national currency with the United States dollar. Now, that sounds like a death wish. Everybody know Argentina's where the Nazis at. Anybody who don't know that by now, oh, well, keep it moving. Don't even worry about arguing with them. They there. Now, we talking about Argentina now and Trump. The guy said he going to make Argentina great again. Now, you know this is a playbook. Playbook, unbelievable proportions. And I'm going to show you why. See, this program is called the Dry Bones to put the pieces together so the bones can see. Which is an allegory, of course, for people. And let it be clear, I told you the two pillars of the temple to the House, the Senate, and the Congress. And that was Pope, the Jesuit General of the Vatican. He came, Pope Francis, what's his name? Pope Franciscan. Well, these guys are great. And then we got Netanyahu. Now, I'm going to give you some facts. See, we don't play on like the other shows. We pontificating. We give facts, names. We ain't saying they, adjectives, and all that shit. We give you names and places and things. Now, y'all so used to these pronouns they gave everybody. Now, Netanyahu grew up in Philadelphia, PA, y'all. Go look it up. He was born in Israel, or Yisrael, whatever you want to call it. But his father brought him over here, and they were successful business people. Furniture business. Go look it up so y'all can have some connection with what I'm about to throw down today. He grew up near a place close to Arden. I've heard of that because we got an Arden, and I drove through a lot of Pennsylvania. That's a fact. Delaware, oh, man, y'all about to get ready for this. They placed these other people, now I can't name the other person, but okay, why can't I? I'm out with this name everybody. Hell, hold on, let me just name everybody so y'all can look it up so you won't say he lying like the rest of y'all shows and everything. It won't be happening here. Won't be happening on this one. Might happen on the other ones. But we're going to give you the names of the people. Now, you need to look this guy up. Jay Parker. New Netanyahu. Now, all this comes to fruition because I'm going to say something because this is the 60th anniversary of JFK. In 1963, this is coming out of Jay Parker, the guy. He was commissioned on human trafficking and child sex abuse. Powerful cat. Said his mother told him that they practice mind control. This is what his mother told him in 63. That's what he's telling me. He goes on to state that it goes back several thousand years. This is what his mama telling him. And that she herself belonged to the continual maternal line of witches tracing back over 3,000 years with the Amalekites of the ancient land of Canaan. I said, oh, hell, let me go further. I said, now I got some of this. Much love to see. I got this through connection. See that driver? Brother Tariq sent me that thing. I sent it to all y'all about Netanyahu and JFK. But I told you we dig deeper. We even go deeper. I won't go to, I'll wait till later on to get wild. But yeah, we get deep. And from that perspective, I started looking into more of what he gave by looking up. All you got to do is look up the names that's on these tapes and dig deep. Go punch them in. Books all over the place. They make crucial stuff. Oh, my goodness. But we about to get deep. Now, he even went further. He said that him and Netanyahu, she told him, he seen him on a television show in the 80s because he is used to America. He's Americanized. I said, what? And then it said that this would have got deep. Jay Parker, this man said he overheard, 1963, he overheard his parents confirming that the Illuminati, this was that's coming out of his words, not mine, did that after they made quick review of the general details of JFK assassination as stated by the official truth narrative. He said, confirmed that he was taken up by this group. Now, y'all need to look up the name of these people. And it's going to be unbelievable. You got all these Hebrew names, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, but look these cats up. You got another name, Lazinski, but look that name up. We're all trained by this group. They call themselves the Doomsday Sect, C-H-A-B-A. Shabbat. Now, you can look it up, but I'm going to give you their own words. So you won't think I'm making up anything, but you know, y'all love to blame that nigga line. It won't be happening on this program. I can tell you that one. Now, let's get deep. He grew up in Philadelphia. No, wow, I wonder why they came to Philadelphia. They went through New York first, then Philly, and then Delaware. And this is what it represents, everybody. That's why he was able to talk to America. It represents the spiritual capital of North America, Philadelphia. That's why it's called brotherly love. That's why you've been seeing these in-tournament things in Philadelphia. They got their own chains and put it all over, brotherly love. The state of Pennsylvania was called the Keystone State. Let's get it all down, because it was viewed as the keystone that held together the Freemasonic portal through which Britain accessed its colonial U.S. power. Go look it up. Although Britain has traditionally ruled the U.S. as via, listen to what it says. Although Britain has traditionally ruled the U.S. of A via the state of New York, which was renamed the Empire State in 1784, before the Bank of England became a full owner of the U.S. Corporation in 1871. Now, I named all three states for you. This is so easy. A fool couldn't even err. I said, what? I already had known most of this, but just to hear them say it out their own books, out their own. You know, you be hearing it from scholars, you know, you say, oh, yeah, I hope they ain't lying to us. But, you know, you can't lie when you look up stuff. when you weigh the truth. That's why the Bible say, it says, rightly divide the word of truth. That means it's a balancing act. Full of lies and full of facts. You got to balance the act. Now, let me get even deeper on this. After they did all this, also Philadelphia just happens to be a crucial node in the Arcadian ley line where they do their magic. Now, what magic are they playing? According, not the guy named in Argentina, that all is with, he has ties with the World Economic Forum. Go look up all the countries that I just named from the BRICS, all have ties to Rothschild banks. Go look up every African country. Go ahead and do it. Feel free. See where that banking come from. Then come back to the show with that bullshit that y'all be kicking all over the earth. Oh, don't even the United States, because the earth don't listen to this shit over here. Sure don't. Ain't nobody listening to us. I'm going to prove that fact today, because they know you don't know who the hell you are. Gave your forfeit, your rights away. Black America is first and foremost. Shit over here talking about this is our land. When I go look up the records, guess who gave it up? Guess who signed the treaty? Then you come on because you don't know, because I'm going to play some stuff for you, first of all. The dead should wake you up. It should. The dead should wake you up. Because you and myself will all be dead eventually, correct? None of you are not going to be judged in that grave. All of us will be in that grave. However you do it, count on that one. And that's a fact. But you've been warned. I'm going to play 3 tapes, 2 minutes each. All I need is 6 minutes. First one is this one. All food is under control. All food. I tell y'all can grow whatever you want in your backyard. That's fine. You got to get the seeds. Boom. You got to do all that. You got to get the dirt. Boom, boom. You got to get the fertilizer. You got to do this for a little bit of time before. So it's best you start getting prepared for food, meaning survival food. Now, we'll be giving out websites. Do what you want. Feel free. I suggest you take about 3 months each per person in your household. That means grains, rice, beans. If y'all know how to can food, start teaching some young people immediately. Because as of now, you have fed your children to the dogs.
So lately there has been a story going around on the internet about a Jewish rabbi named Abe Finkelstein, who supposedly is a corrupt Jewish rabbi who mentions that he kills babies and grinds them up and puts them into McDonald's hamburger meat.
I mean, we steal 100 to 300,000 children a year just here in this country, and we drain the blood and we mix it with the Passover bread. And then we throw the bodies into the slaughterhouses that we own, and we grind up all the bodies in the sausage and the hamburger. McDonald's is one of our favorite outlets. And the people, they eat it for breakfast, they eat their children for lunch. And, you know, as Jews, you know, we gotta do what we do. The most important thing to remember between you, Pastor Wickstrom, and me, Rabbi Amy Finkelstein of New York, that we both have two fathers, and so that's why we look at the world in two different ways.
I just have to refute this story, because after researching it for hours and hours and hours, I've only come to find out there are about 2 websites that it goes to, that it leads to, all of which are dead ends. This real character, Abe Finkelstein, is just that. He's a character developed by someone who decided to call up this radio program and produce a massive hoax, of which the person who was doing the interview, this pastor James Wickstrom, who is since dead as of March 2018, fell for it.
Now, take in your mind, I got another one for you. Take in your mind now, is that a hoax? Because go look up the guy. You can see him. Go look up Abe. Go look him up. And I want y'all to tell me now. Here's another one. They're creating hysteria. This is recently. I just put it on Facebook. Ex-Obama dude who went off on. I just put it up. And they took it down. As soon as I put it up, 3 days later, they arrested him. Because I got the information. I said, wow, this is crazy. Off of site. You should hear what this dude is saying. Are they trying to create? This is Obama's top official. I told you it's all a joke to create the new utopia on Earth. So they need to get rid of a class of people called Christians. Listen to this now. This is going to be deep. And I just put it on Facebook. Those of you seen it, go look at it. He's arrested now. They had no choice. Look how high this guy was up with Obama.
People make policy. It's the most basic truth of geopolitics. And people have opinions, sometimes good, sometimes bad. But what happens when bad opinions filter into policy? Now, don't be confused. This winding introduction has a point. A former U.S. diplomat has been arrested in New York. His name is Stuart Seldowitz. He used to work in the U.S. State Department. Pretty high ranking, too. He used to advise former President Barack Obama. So why was he arrested? This video should make it clear.
Do you have
it? American citizen?
Yeah, do you have it?
How did you become an American citizen?
Not your business. Go.
No, you're right.
I born here.
But you're a terrorist. You support terrorism.
Listen, go. I'm not supporting something.
You support terrorism.
See,
you know why? If we killed 4,000 Palestinian kids, you know what? It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
Go.
How can a person have so much hate inside them? He says killing 4,000 Palestinian children is not enough. He calls a Muslim vendor a terrorist. And remember who he is, a former diplomat of the United States. We dug into his career. This man held some very important offices, like director of the National Security Council South Asia Wing and deputy director of the State Department's Israel and Palestine office. I'll repeat that. This man worked at the Israel and Palestinian Affairs office, a hardcore Islamophobe. It's like putting a pedophile in charge of the nursery. Reports say he served under 5 different American presidents. Most of his top jobs were under Barack Obama. And I must say, great vetting. This is exactly the kind of people you want making policy, hateful and Islamophobic. Before his arrest, Stuart Seldowitz was confronted by the media, the local media. And guess what he said? I'm going to quote it for you. The comments I made calling him out for his support of terrorism, those I think were appropriate. Forget remorse. He is doubling down on what he said. And don't think this was a one-off instance. It wasn't a case of him having a bad day, because there is another video doing the rounds. Once again, it's Stuart Seldowitz and the vendor. Take a look.
Did you rape your daughter like Muhammad did? Did you rape your daughter like Muhammad?
I speak English.
You only speak English?
No, no English. No.
You don't speak English?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that just shows how ignorant you are. Because your Muhammad was a rapist. It says in the Hadith,
Muhammad.
In your holy book.
Who Muhammad?
What?
Who Muhammad?
Muhammad, your prophet. You know who.
My prophet?
Yeah.
What does Washington have to say about this? I can imagine what Joe Biden will say. This is not the real America. This is an aberration. Except it's not. The war in Gaza has exposed America's hateful streak. I have some numbers for you. Since October 7th, Islamophobic incidents have risen 216%. Anti-Semitic incidents have risen by 400%. It's like Americans were waiting for a trigger, an incident to unleash hate. These are not just random users on social media or faceless trolls on the internet. They can also be former top-ranking diplomats, people who make the foreign policy of the United States of America. Just think about the hypocrisy. Stuart Seldowitz worked at the State Department. He spent 5 decades there. The same State Department judges every country in the world. It releases annual reports on human rights, on religious rights, on freedom and discrimination. But look at their own officers. They can't buy a hot dog without spewing hate. The New York police have now arrested him. He's been charged with hate crimes. The State Department says it opposes racism in all forms, but I'm afraid it doesn't cut it. There will be larger questions asked. Did this man's personal hate affect America's policy? Remember, the U.S. was then involved in three Muslim nations, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. Are we to believe that he was 100% impartial? The man who said killing 4,000 Muslim children is not enough. I highly doubt it. It's also a wake-up call to countries around the world. Don't believe America's claims of moral superiority or their so-called reports on human rights. They could be tainted by racism and hate.
Now, before I open up the dry bones, did y'all understand? You just heard this out. This, he said 4,000. Now, all this killing going on. Now, where is Black America and all this? You won't let your face be seen as the poster child of pure slaughter. Because if you go back and look at this stuff, which we will today, if you go back and look at all the film footage, you was getting beat up by the police. They had all this beating your ass up, killing you, neon necks and shit, doing all kind of shit. You got all these lawyers, the Crump, everything. And you won't even hear your name now. You did the dirty work. Don't you feel stupid today knowing now you've been out hate crime? Wait a minute. I thought we was the number one hate crime victim. No, you're not. All that's out the door. Ain't no more hate crimes on your ass. You just go back. When we do the 2024 New Year's Eve show, oh, my goodness. We might have y'all in tears. We got footage of y'all in everything. Burned up shit. Black Lives Matter. Woo, woo, woo. Ain't got a goddamn dime from it. Ain't that something? Not a damn dime. They done killed the people that said, where my money at? They gone. That's why you got to be careful with your joint now. Got to be careful. You know, you put all your energy in this stuff. Find out you get to the top. I got the fuck Puff Daddy and shit to get me a goddamn house. Fuck that shit. Jesus God. I mean, that's where we at now. To get me, I gotta go fuck the whole bank to get a 0% interest rate down. That's where I'm gonna be at. All y'all, oh man, the pussy gonna be stolen all over the place in America real soon. Get ready, everybody. All right, let's get back to normal. Okay. See, while all this was going on, I was born in 62. This man, who is dead, may the dead be in peace. He warned everybody. He warned everybody. Dr. King, he warned. Well, who had but Fani? He told everybody, the whole goddamn country, in a speech. After the speech, everybody in Africa was killed. Everybody in the U.S. was knocked off. And you niggas got the nerve to think we should listen to your ass. God damn it. Gotta be another way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence.
Yeah, okay.
And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
And that is the prophecy of the dry bones. See how they do it? He said everything, about to open the mic, everything that man warned our people about in the 60s was right there. 5 minutes. That was 5 minutes and 20 seconds. 5-5. And here it is today with the biggest dilemma in modern man history. And I got some more. I'll go and open up some mics because I got to release some air from here. Let us go with the first foremost 9161. We got 3364992. Okay, that's
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? Good to have you as always, man. You know that? So when I see the numbers, I pop up. We get happy about this. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you something, man. You're right. about a lot of things going on, man. Let me tell you some wild stuff, man. So this week's been just a wild week. All right, let's break it down. Number one, on the 22nd, that was the anniversary of Kennedy getting killed in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Won't the Kansas City Chiefs one time call the Dallas Texans?
Hmm. Oh, shit. Bam.
Who played on Monday Night Football, man? Played on Monday Night Football, man? Won the Kansas City Chiefs? Right?
Yeah.
Kansas City played on Monday night. And they played the Eagles, right? The Philadelphia Eagles, right? Weren't you talking about Benjamin Netanyahu? Benjamin Netanyahu, you're just talking about it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right.
Beautiful connection. Beautiful connection. Go ahead.
Who was the owner of the Chiefs? Didn't the Chiefs didn't win a Super Bowl last year?
The Hunt family, right?
Come on, man. The Hunt is on, baby. The Hunt is on. All right, now listen. Check this out. All right, now. This is my thing. A lot of stuff went down on Thanksgiving. The Dallas Cowboys and Washington Redskins say Jerry Jones was announced that day to have a trial this week for a sexual assault lawsuit. But y'all said Jimmy Iovine, Peter, his former manager, man, with like sexual assault lawsuits coming out the ass this week.
Nobody talking about it now, okay? Just pointing it out. That's why we got you. You talking about it. Now, wait a minute. Hold on now.
All right, then Friday, they call it Black Friday, right?
Yep.
Everybody out or, you know, just chilling. You know, I had some family members went down to Williamsburg, to Outlet Mall. They said they ain't really getting no discounts on the thing like that. But I was thinking about this mall thing because up there in New York at the big-ass mall, the second biggest mall in America, they had a ball thing. People had to evacuate, right?
What the hell?
Now look, a bomb threat.
Oh, good gracious. A bomb threat. Oh,
let me ask you a question, man. If it's a bomb threat going on, right, why the hell would you still play a football game at 3 o'clock with the Dolphins and the Jets up there in the Meadowlands, man? Come on, man. And you still playing the game, man? Man, look. I wouldn't even want to go in that stadium if you dare go had a damn. You made all your employees and your patrons evacuate the mall, and then you say by 10 o'clock, they want no bomb threat, man. You know, everybody can go back to the mall. I'm like, got to be some crazy shit, man.
Well, you see, they did something that it started up in Niagara Falls. They had it up there in Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And that was kind of weird. And to sell a Bentley, a $300,000 Bentley, y'all, claim it lost control. The story is being told that it was a malfunction in the accelerator that caused the car. But somebody brought to my attention, look, that's why I love the connection. They said that Hochul, the governor, mentioned that it was like an AI.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Now, wait a minute. That was a sign-up, too, because, you know, the day before, couple days before that, they had the legislation that was more like an ordinance she had put in that daggone, they can put you in a quarantine camp if they want to now. Go look it up, daggone.
That was a sign.
That Rainbow Bridge thing was a sign. Now they call it the Rainbow Bridge now. See, they kind of throwing it at you.
Yeah.
Now,
and it wasn't the peace bridge. It wasn't the peace bridge. It's two bridges, y'all, so y'all know. There's two bridges to get out of there, Peace Bridge and Rainbow Bridge. They took the Rainbow Bridge. They hit the Peace Bridge. Go ahead.
Now, look,
that's all right.
Let's get to the real side out now. All that stuff was like just smoke and mirrors because the St. David Fodette, she had put in a thing called the K-12 Ministry of Truth, which will deciphered all dissent online. They said they need to teach the children from K through 12th grade how to spot information, misinformation, and disinformation. This Hochul now, This is her now. Now, wait a minute now.
That's why I tell people, don't worry about nobody's state. Worry about your state. Y'all better worry about y'all state. Don't worry about nobody else's state.
Now, look. Now, wait a minute now. Because they talk about violent anti-Semitism on there. Let me, this is my last one. Because everybody's going to have to get on this. And we got to come to the fact to realize this dude, Jonathan Greenblatt, the CDL of the Defamation League, forget that damn anti-defamation bullshit. This motherfucker right here was in Congress 2 weeks ago and talking about trying to connect the right and the left. And he said we had MAGA out there supporting Israel. We had this. We had that. And they were talking about, he was talking about there need to be a law. He said, first of all, you got, he said there were four things he wanted. I forgot all four. I should have wrote them down. But you can look it up. He says four things he wants them to do. Now, check this out. Then he came on the news the next day. They said they want that man to come on the news every Friday to report what's going on. And they said, you told us this anti-Semitism was going to go on last year. That man said anti-Semitism is up almost 400% last year.
Hold on. That's why I love what you said. We just said that. You just heard that. Now, that newscast I played was from over in the east, the Middle East. That was India. India is saying that the Islamic fold is up such and such. And I said, where that leave Black America? Because if everybody claiming, and I want y'all to think a minute what the brother just said, and just think about your own location that y'all live in. Do y'all see this? I mean, do y'all really see these people doing what they say that we doing? Because I don't see nobody black jumping. Nobody. Actually, the Arab store is still making money with the blacks. I don't talk about those black people. You better make sure you want to get in this right fight here now. What you better look at how, don't go with a crazy enemy. Boy, we got some strategic thinking going on. Now, but let me ask you one thing. Go ahead.
Now, wait a minute. Now, check this out. Because I'm going to bring something to you. Okay. Look it up. You have $100 million being used by AIPAC to unseat the squad, Jamal Bowman and a couple others. Just let everybody say it now. So they about to spend $100 million to unseat them. They're letting you know, if you are against Israel, you are against us. Greenblatt told you straight up on that damn thing, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism, and you started having college professors and college students. George Washington University is one of them, and another, I think it was Columbia. I know George Washington University. They are suspending students who daggone are putting up pro-Palestine stuff. And then they told you the other day, oh, we released some hostages. Now, wait a minute, man.
Me and you on one heartbeat today. Now, let me say this. So, you know, I'm kind of confused anyway, because remember, what we're seeing is we haven't seen nothing since they claimed they threw Bin Laden over the Marines thing. And that's what I first said to myself. If we went along with that, we'll go along with anything. Because I was like, damn, we don't even get to see Bin Laden at all. I mean, they talking about it would cause mortem, and he'll be a martyr. I said, well, okay, I'll let that slide. All right. But we ain't seeing no killings. And let me ask you a question, since you brought up death. That's why I love it, because laughing, and I'm going to y'all know, if you can laugh at this, it's adrenaline that comes out your body, y'all, for laughter. It's a balancer. Go look it up. It's kind of strange, but laughter is a very good thing for people, to laugh at this bullshit. Now, let me ask y'all some questions. We got to get deep. I got some more calls. I got 9927. Go ahead. I'm going to let you hit in.
I got a couple people I'm probably sending in too, Dry Bones. They probably might be 832 and 469 and 714.
Hit the number one button. For those you want to get on this call, you must hit the number one button. It lets your phone turn on, and I can see this.
This thing is funny, man. Hey, look, you got to laugh at this stuff. This stuff be funny,
no,
man.
You,
I know y'all ain't believing that.
Let me get my sister,
9927.
Y'all loving this.
Hey, resurrection, everyone.
Resurrection, let's get it going. I want to talk on
Kennedy right quick, because Kennedy told y'all about the machine. He said that the machine, who's the machine? The quantum. The ghost in the machine, he said that's running things. So whatever these beings out here that's working with the I think they clones anyway, the Semitic, Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes, Cabbage Patch. Oh, man. That's not what they are. That's
running the world right now. The Rainbow Club. I want to do everything. You know, we gonna make the perfect world, you know, in their eyes, whatever that is, because we all live in trash. If we used to live in megalithic structures at one time, that means we must have been another size and reincarnated as little maggots now, because that's what we are on the planet. But if everything was giant and we became small, then I'm...
yeah,
cause I don't
that's talked about.
Excuse me if it's any children on the line, but I don't see no giant fucking no tiny-ass maggot that's the size of his toe. So I don't, you know, if this supposed to be Nephilim coming down on the planet and having sex with the daughters of the land, them bitches had to be big, too. So I'm just saying. I know it's foul that I'm talking like this, but I'm just being myself right now.
No,
you know,
that's
you really
real.
Got to question
that's
a lot
real.
Of stuff.
It's
you
got to
question
history.
A lot of things out there, like the brother said, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that's all, like, you know, people don't understand what the Truman Show is. You need to go watch it, because that's what we're in. We are in totally. Go watch the movie, and then you'll understand. In fact,
do a
go watch
movie,
Dark
a program
City.
On that. You got to do a program.
Go,
on that.
Go watch Dark City, and then you'll understand, okay, because you're all being used. Everybody's being used. Everybody's playing their part in the show. Everybody's, you know, they're doing what they're told to do or programmed to do, because basically they programmed to do that. We're all programmed. So this is all these things out here, this fighting over the Hamas and Israel, fake.
Program.
Fake.
Program.
Russia and Ukraine, fake. They just got you all, the people, to comply so that you can go out there and commit suicide. To wipe you off the planet. Yeah, you join the military.
That's actually happening right now.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you
can get wiped out. They don't care nothing about you. They don't care if you... Yeah, come on, join. Join. We need your protection. We got to protect the country. We got to protect
hold on,
the continent.
Let it finish, bro.
It's okay
keep
if you interact. I'm saying,
get your thoughts out so we can get. Because I remember you saying you was gonna tell about the Truman Show in a format. Because what's happening is these constructs that we are seeing, y'all bring to our fruition, are actually for real. I mean, you know, we looked it up.
And what was the other agenda? The Helms.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Go ahead. What's
the Helms? Where they got the crisis actors. The wars, some of the wars, the news media, they put stuff together so that they can tell the people in the world, oh, this is what's going on here. Come on now. It's
so,
all
so,
fake. They got everybody
so,
lined
so all
up,
y'all
say and all that stuff.
Now, you up there, y'all different areas, see how y'all seeing the same thing, and we seeing the same thing right happening right here. I'm asking all y'all on the line now. To give us some of y'all realities out there, because y'all saying the same thing and we in different areas of the country. So that means
because
that reality
is happening in every different area of the
every
country.
Area.
You
okay,
know,
every
they
area.
Got, like all I right. said, they got the media out there putting projects together. Okay, I need you to stand by this destroyed building right here from some past war that y'all had, but make it seem like, you know, that y'all suffering. I need the kids to be put over here.
Wag the
so
dog.
They make
wag
sure
the dog.
They look sad.
Wag the dog. So
camp.
Wag the dog. Wag the, now, the movie Wag the Dog, and that was about the Bill Clinton era, did that. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. This y'all so sure. right, so I got to put some facts out there. I'm going to let y'all go in a minute. See, the food supply. Now, I can't tell y'all if it's real or not. I want y'all to listen carefully. And
Bill Gates took
me.
That shit over.
Thank you. Now, okay. y'all said
the corporations is running the entire realm right now,
yeah.
The whole planet.
Now, hold on. Y'all sent this. I just take what y'all sent, and I make a program out of it so we can all deprogram. This is what they said that we don't see on the news. You don't see this on the news at all.
Is everybody preparing? So let's think about this. They just killed 5.3 5.3 million chickens. 5.3 million, because they said they found one case of the PCR test, bird flu. Just recalled 120, what was it, 120,000 or 120, I think it was 120,000 pounds of ground beef. Magically, 15 or 16 processing food plants have mysteriously caught on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, they are destroying our food supply right before our very eyes. Nobody's saying anything about it.
Now, that's a report on one of these offshoot shows that shows different news. And we forgot about this, everybody. I know people have, because sometimes
they
forget.
Let me bring something up right there. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Let me bring something up right there. I got to bring this up. You know, the other day they had a nerve to talk about daggone, there's a mysterious illness that daggone, a respiratory illness that's hurting the dogs and stuff like that. And they're saying that the dogs got a respiratory illness. So I said, well, dang, what they going to make you vaccinate your dog? They'll put a mask on your dog. I'm about to start calling PETA right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to call PETA right now. I say animal cruelty, but dang.
It can happen because, I'm telling you, it can happen.
PETA ain't going to do nothing.
I know. They didn't do nothing. I know they didn't do nothing. They didn't do nothing when Fauci was killing the beagles, man. I know, but no. I'm just saying, Dago. But ain't that animal cruelty? You saying they got a respiratory illness? I'm just
That's
saying.
Right.
I mean, just
but that would give them a door. Hold on. That would give them a door. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. Y'all, what y'all saying is what Kennedy said. We doing the debate and they just bullshit. That's what. See, the opposite. That's why he did of the antithesis, because he told us that what we doing now is the same thing that was necessary to eradicate this, and that's why I tell people this is the most important time of our life, because everybody is under surveillance through their own phone.
That is right, because they always listening to my calls. Every time I can hear them, they are listening to your calls.
But we let Obama
talk
about that communication.
For real.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all know how we've been for years. I can tell people that, but our people are so enamored with this party. Bill Clinton of that time period had Black America obsessed by just going on the number one rated talk show, which was Arsenio Hall, everybody. Y'all know that. See how they could just delude? They put Arsenio Hall, and then when they got finished with Arsenio Hall, they threw him away. That's how quick and easy this shit is.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget these things. I'm going to go throw some more flashbacks. No one talks. We always want to get on everybody, but I remember the Million Man March. Man, it had to be some hell of a money collected that day. If I gave as much as I could ever give, I'm sure people outdid me. So I'm saying, when you think about where did all this money go?
No shit, they live in lavish. Stop it. You know where it went.
No, hold on. All I'm saying is I'm getting ready to open up some eyes today. I got some calls in this, because I want y'all to know the money game now. I wouldn't got the best tapes you can get easily by just looking.
Listen, they still got people in Buffalo on the street over there on Delavan and Bailey. Funny.
Yo, it's almost unreal. But hold on, the money game. Think about this money game now, because what's going to happen is they're going to, y'all love the Bible. Y'all love different books. Y'all been reading all this stuff. But see, remember one thing. It's the fine. They got to change the currency. Ain't no doubt. They got to do it. There's no way America, the Republic, is dead. That's why you heard what Kennedy said. He said, to save a Republic. Now, many of you on this line, even from native lands all over the land, the whole construct was Republic in some form of fashion. And let me just tell you this so y'all know. Y'all Medicaid, all your necessities that we gotten used to and accustomed to, in a twinkle of an eye, could be taken away by a word called inflation. And most Black folks, families don't teach this shit. We don't talk about no inflation plan. We don't even act like inflation exists. You ask anybody, just go ahead and have a good time. Get whatever you do, If you like laughing, go just go ask some black folks some questions and be ready for some crazy and take it like the white folks be doing. You see how, I'm going to tell you something. You can see it's hypocrisy everywhere. Do you see how dumb white people are? Do you see that they got their own white reporters out there asking them questions that Biden did, but they said Trump did it? And you know everybody believed that Trump did it. They went all over the place. I said, damn, white people dumb as fuck. They don't even know that the man tricking them through Trump saying, isn't you glad that he gave y'all a good economy? Blah, blah. Yeah. Then he said, Trump gave you the worst economy. They changed it, and people believed it. Now, they went out. This was I'm going to feed into what y'all just said. I watched one. His name is Mark Dice, because I'll be getting all kind of conspiracy shit all over, because you have no idea. He sent something. He went out there in Ventura, California. He asked white folks, what do you think if you get the people who are misinformation? Shouldn't we round them up and stuff? You know that them white folks, some of them white folks over there in California said yes. Yes, they said round up people. I'm not making this up. Mark Dice, go look it up. I didn't even know y'all was going to bring that. They are ready for that type of laws. Now, for us to be sitting here watching this shit is absolutely fantastically unbelievable. Think about that one, y'all. For black folks to be the face of a revolution, because you are the face. I hope you know that. Just go on. Just go. If you go up, I can't even believe people go all over the earth and talk about, they love black America. They think, hey, we behind Biden. We behind every policy that's the Ku Klux Klan ever put in existence. That's a fact. If y'all want to look up law, go look up Ku Klux Klan law through Albert Pike, Grand Sovereign Commander, and then look up the laws that they have adopted through the policies of the Democratic Party of today. Don't worry about the phases and all that other shit. Just go look up the policies and look up what they're rioting.
Hey,
when you
mad. Scott is right, Freemason, man.
I just said, all you got to do is look up the other party. We've been saying this for how long, y'all? Even before we did shows, we would learn this. It's unbelievable. All you got to go, anybody took a tour in Washington, D.C., it's like laid out. They had them tours. Anthony Broder, Dr. Ben, all them. See, that's why you got to give homage to those who did tell us these things. A.J. Rogers. We had some great black historians. What happened was, here's where it got best. They had to battle that. Because you start saying the land was connected and start showing that Egypt had the same correlation here in this part of the world, you would be called a heretic because they could not have you tell that. So all the underground secrecy came into high-level events here in North America because of the fact that who would be able to survey the land? Who would be able to go into the trenches and lay a ley line? So this is where the mystery Babylon come in, because you don't know who mystery Babylon is. And unfortunately, you're going to find out it's us. We are the mystery. All who are native to North America, you ain't been to no other place, you have no idea the lies that's been told. Because the Esau story is your story. You don't know what these allegorics mean. Porridge, ruffy hair, that's bullshit. That means other stuff. Now I'm going to tell you what it means in Brazil. Now, I'm going there now. I told you I'm going to get hot. I'm bringing all the other calls in. We're going to get hot. Brazil, most all slave shit, Portugal, all the ocean maps, they all went there first. All this other shit about them going there, y'all can debate that later. But it's plenty of maps. What's the easiest way to go? Straight across. Not all this shifting up through. Straight across be there. Then you might go out from where you're at. That's what I was taught. And I don't even know how to drive a ship, but that's what they told me. The winds. So you see these ships, boom, how they go to Brazil. Now here's what Brazil about to do to black people. Brazil, hope you're listening. I got my people going there. Oh, yes. We know how it works. Unfortunately, Brazil. Brazil has now been the first to program this is the handbook. Let me get to this. This is the handbook. I got it. It's called the IMF Handbook Confirms. Central bank digital currency will track users and control user spending. This is in the handbook. Now, go look it up. I'm giving it to you firsthand. You won't say you ain't get it. Go look it up immediately after this. IMF Handbook Confirms. Once you go to the IMF Handbook, go look up with the control mechanisms. Then it says that it will be programmable, which means authoritative, and which will restrict when it could be spent. Like, say you're doing some crazy shit. Now, y'all thought it was crazy. They don't got to do it to America first. See, that's where y'all don't get it. They ain't going to do it to them. You laugh. You ain't looking at the bottom now. See, the bottom already, Argentina, boom. Venezuela, boom. You ain't watching nothing, America. Everything coming to your asshole. And so, boom, now, here it go. Here it go, Brazil. After hearing all this in his hamburger, I go look it up. I said, oh, God, damn. They got Jesus up there with his hands wide open. I don't know. That means something totally different. Y'all have no idea where that Jesus statue, he wide open. Y'all taking pictures saying, I'm here. Okay. Brazil now has a program that features digital currency called DEX, D-R-E-X, which allows central banks of Brazil to freeze and even withdraw the funds after they are transferred to a taxpayer. Now, that say they could take your taxes. Now, America, see, you so crazy. You want the purge, obviously. Black people, you must see, they got it in you to want the purge, black people, through the Black Panther movement, showing you all these Black Panthers and shit, and how they got guns, you know, how they went from wanting to get schools, which was grandiose. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that shit? And then you got y'all wanting, oh, man, we're going to start food programs. Who don't want to do that shit? Then all of a sudden, somehow, it gets disillusioned. And now you are, like, in the middle of a financial, political agenda. If you don't see that, there's going to be problems with the history for the next generation. They would think everybody was just heroic, never been told that they was financed. What do you think that do to a population when they always been hearing lies? Now, we got to know that some of the laws in Chicago was done by former Black Panther, Bobby Seale and them, they knew that they was going to bring people into the black community. Don't y'all realize that? If you at the table, everybody, and all you getting Lazarus crumbs, they telling, well, you got to do something. Well, you take a bunch of immigrants in, and we'll give you all this, that, this. That's how it starts. That's common sense. Now, let's go biblical, since y'all, or let's go ancient. If y'all claiming that God, because this is what all this going to be about. This whole story is about Revelation. I don't know why they so fixated, but I do know now. The Revelation story is actually, I told y'all, it's, how could they lay it out any perfect? It's so perfect how they laying this out. They got the names of the people, Magog and Gog and shit. You go, goddamn, Tubal, Cain and all this. Y'all got all this stuff they showing you, boom, boom, boom. And they tell you in their face, they ain't even part of this. Do you know that I got a tape right now. Y'all, I'm going to get some more. I'm going to open up some mics. I got some mics open up. Y'all open it in there. But this one by this man, I'm going to tell you. We can't say we sending our kids to these colleges and they coming out radical. See, they want the kids to be radical now. That's why the plagues of Egypt was about our kids. They are the pestilence. Ain't about no goddamn locusts and shit. It's about your kids being the pestilence. You create this, like she said earlier. Then you said, well, what you say, said that we was a little what? You said they was giants.
Maggots.
Like,
maggots on the planet, all of us is, because we were all giants at one time, and now we're turning. And now I'm trying to picture a giant. They saying that, oh, giants were here, and the fallen angels, the Nephilim, and they came on, and like I said, screwed the women of the planet.
Yeah.
And come on, the women
have let's go with that. Let's go with that. And I'm going to go with all y'all in there because I'm going to say some things that there's going to be going on.
There's some scientific thing.
Well, let's say they are big.
Okay. I mean, and then they be, you know, because that's the only way they're too big.
But they ain't
we ain't
small either.
Shape shifted. They could have did that too.
You look at us now.
Not small.
But you're saying we, but see, don't look at us as of now. See, the thing about that is, I'm going to say this to all y'all. Remember now, we get a lot of our sci-fi from this psyop too. A lot of our sci-fi come from psyops that we learned as kids. The Jetsons, Johnny Quest and shit. We learned all that espionage stuff as a kid, really.
The Bible is a psyop.
Yeah, so we got the psyops. So, but here, let's go with the giant shit, because they never really said they was gods. You know, everything was a monolithic god growing up in my area. I'm going to say my domain. You know, we didn't know about no poly gods in our area until you got into the root people, and they was praying. Only a certain group of people in the early days of me growing up, only white people prayed to other stuff. The vast majority of black people paid to Jesus. That's just pretty much my reality of seeing religion early. So if these things with Nephilim and stuff, them people could not explain it. And now you find a root person, they will say they were giants underneath the earth. I'll give you a more graphic. So you start looking that up, I can see why they would be, because their environment would be, have to grow out different if they would have to be on the earth. They ain't gonna look like us if they're under the earth for us. That's why the ones going underneath the earth now is doing a special reality. They want to be drones because they can't make it that long under the earth as we are. So let's go with that premise. Could y'all agree with that? Everybody on this line? Does it make sense that if we wasn't going underneath the earth for a long time, and if something was underneath the earth that we didn't know, it had to be a different makeup? Wouldn't y'all think that? The lines are open. Yay, day. Y'all, what y'all think on that? I mean, think about that. If we going to mute, because all of our people love this Bible.
We're living on top of titans and giants. We're petrified. So whatever war they were in petrified them. I don't know if they were attacked by ships or by a distant another entity coming in a giant ship the size of bigger than them. I mean, because if they were petrified, beings that we are living on, animals, you know, even showing the reptilians, all that. And then we had commerce with other beings that, you know,
it's obvious something came off the earth or underneath the earth too as well, because then these stories, because I don't know if people look up this stuff in the Bible story, but the Bible does give you, it says anthropomorphic, that means before the flood. Antediluvian. Anthropomorphic means they took the body of the celestial. But they obviously took these looks of people. So if they did take for instance, this is a group that looked like something that they could mold, just like you mold your child. Whatever was here could mold whatever came out, from that.
They were intelligent beings. They were in the future.
What you say? But anybody, give me some feet. I asked y'all what y'all think, but what y'all think?
Dry bones.
Go ahead.
Greetings, family.
I opened up all the mics. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Right. But what you're saying is, it's in the prayer. In heaven as it is in where?
Yeah.
In heaven as it is in earth. It's in earth. In heaven as it is in earth, because that's where it is. If you coming from heavens, that means there are beings coming from the heavens that are in the earth. It doesn't say on earth. It says in heaven as it is in earth. So that means that the beings coming from the heavens are occupying up under the earth. And see, that's even in the prayer. But we've got to look at the language in which we're using. And, you know, how soon we forget, the brother was talking about the meat and the poultry. The thing that we got to look at is make America great again. Reagan said that, but there was 1.3 billion pounds of cheese distributed. 5 pounds of cheese for every American back in the 80s was what was being distributed. We got to look at Project Cheese, man.
Everybody got Project.
Right.
It was real cheese everywhere.
That was to save the dairy industry.
Right.
This is what they're doing. These different industries, the dairy industry was making the milk, was so they had to do something. So they took it and processed it into cheese. Now they're doing it with the poultry. They're doing it with the chicken. They even got caves up in the mountains up north. That I think it was a brother came on here. He was a truck driver saying that he drove these food trucks and they storing the food trucks in the mountain in refrigerated trucks. Mm-hmm. They're preparing for this in the earth. This is where the things is moving. And the other part we have to look at, the open AI that they just, Sam Altman, when he was ousted and went to Microsoft, and then they turned around and came, because he created what is called QStar, but what he had created before that was iRetina banking system. iRetina. So if this banking system is going to current to a different currency, what better way to control you in order for you to get your identity? They use your eye, because your eye is just like your fingerprint.
No, they got that. They got them eyes. They got them eyes.
You're looking at
too clear too.
You're looking at a screen.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at your phone. Your phone even open.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Your phone even has an ID to where you use your. You can even use your thumbprint, your fingerprint, or your eye retina. The eye retina is going to be, because what are we constantly looking at? You're looking at your phone. Your eyes follow technology, not just your body. Your eyes is leading you through technology. We're looking at every screen, everything that's put on the screen. Your eyes is the connection. That's where they're going to get
you
at.
You got a tenth of a second. Tenth of a second to dilute what you just seen, too. That's a beautiful thing right there. Go ahead. Now, Brother Crumb, you veteran, love to... the wisdom here on this program for sure. You sent some serious stuff. I mean, comment on some of the stuff you've been sending over. So, because I mean, you can't even help but if you look it up, they already had the meeting. They're already going into the AI. He brought some information that was like the same. So that's Brazil. Hold on. That would be Brazil. See, that's why I'm bringing it to fruition that we're talking about these black countries. Brazil is the most of all, let's just say, with the black population of the world is right there. Look what they're about to put on them. Imagine how
crazy
that's going to be. That's amazing.
Let me share with you.
That's amazing.
The thing that you're doing, remember telling you about that they were doing the extraterrestrial fiber optics dropping of the cable to the continent of Africa and to South America? That's where they're running the cable, because this is what the system has to have in order to implement this new system that the IMF is putting out. Everything is through fiber optics. This is how you get connected to the web. This is everything is not in a cloud. It's underwater. All of the cables are run underwater. So they're running cables to the South America, and Brazil is going to be a major hub where the mainframe is going to come. The cables from under the water is going to come in and connect to Brazil's technology system.
But there it is.
This is how they're doing it. The same way these fiber optics is right.
Vindication.
And see, the thing that we're looking at, they are wiring the world up under the waters. They're wiring the world from up under the waters. All of these waterways are being used as connection. How do you think technology gets there? It doesn't go up to the south. It has to have a cable to plug in. This is the whole thing of technology, why they're procrastinating, because they're dropping wire as we speak. Why do they call the one that's going to South America and to Africa, they call it the extraterrestrial fiber optics? Because the extraterrestrial is the connection back to where the land of the extraterrestrials were. This is what the continent was about. That's where the mineral source is coming from.
Ooh, that's a good one. Go ahead.
Hey, Jabom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mine's open. He's saying right there, I got something to say about that too, man. That's a good point, because look, man, you know, if you've been realizing a lot lately, I've been seeing this all over Richmond, Virginia recently. Every time I look around, they be doing some road work, right? And I asked the guys, I just walked up on the guy. I said, what y'all doing? He's like, oh, we just cutting out one spare part of the street to go, because, you know, the people, we trying to do something with the water line under the ground, right? I said, hey, that's interesting. Now, go look at this. Do you know in the Virgin Islands the other day, they just came out and said the daggone is an emergency going on? I think even Biden, them trying to put an emergency on it, guess what? They said it's lead poisoning. I said, oh, y'all about to run the lead poison thing on people. So what can they do? Redistribute your water, just like he said. They were trying to control the patient. The dairy industry.
Yeah, dairy industry.
Now poultry. Now check this out. I'm about to ask a serious question, man. It's funny, though. It's serious, though. Now, you just said it was bird flu with all these chickens, but we just had a football player, Anthony Harris. I know him. He played at Virginia, and he played for the Vikings and Eagles. Well, he played the Super Bowl last year, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
He's from down here, but he came back home, you know, and him and one of my friends, they were out there distributing. I think they gave out 150 turkeys, right? But for Thanksgiving, they didn't say nothing about turkey flu. Ain't that kind of critical? So the chickens got this bird flu. Put the turkeys down, turkeys, son, man. I need real turkeys.
The brother was talking. The thing the thing that they're doing, like he said, it's emergency down there. They're doing taking the pipes up because there's lead poisoning. If you put your phone in a lead box, could you get a phone call?
Nope. Your microwave. You can
Why?
Use your microwave.
Because lead blocks the transmission.
That's
they
right.
got to remove the lead.
Yeah.
It's
That's
not
right.
poison. Believe it. If it was lead poisoning, the people have been dead because
right.
they've been drinking
right.
water ever since they put them
yeah.
down there.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, they just did that earlier at Buffalo. Remove the lead from your house. Lead paint. Yeah.
Right, because you can't, your signal, they can't look in your house if you got lead paint on it.
Yeah. Now, okay.
Hold on,
everybody. Now, y'all remember growing up, lead paint was out there. The first thing that we remember as growing up, they said kids was eating the lead and getting some type of crazy, could be turned into retardated type stuff. Now, I don't know who made that assessment, but I do know it when I growing up. It changed, transitioned slowly because it was lead paint on a lot of stuff. It would chip, especially in the northern region because the cold weather, you need lead paint or heavy duty. They claim latex is now similar, but, you know, that's on the you got to put side in your
it
house
can,
today.
It can penetrate it, but other thing you have to look at something. Los Angeles is good for it. New York has it. What happens when you got all these cars burning the exhaust out of it? That's why they made unleaded gas, because that lead goes in the air and it would distort the signals of the transmission of these cell phone towers. That's why they program. See, the thing is, you got to watch the magician.
But ain't that a hell of a thing?
When you're looking at it, you're looking at the smog is burnt. It's nothing but exhaust is pushing out the lead from the gas. That would cause what? Distortion from the transmission of the tower.
And what they say, bro? They say it's environmental. Oh, it's for climate change. Everybody know climate change.
We know they are the climate change
because they're changing the climate.
They're changing the climate how you think, because now they can transmit and program you through your phone. If you
and
have
what
does that
man
in
Israel,
you can't be.
That one said everybody got to be hackable.
Yeah, but you can't be.
Oh,
come on,
that CEO, right. He said humans are hackable. That's right. He said humans are hackable. He said we want to hack the DNA of the human. That's what he said. Yeah, I forget his name. But it was at the World Economic Forum, though. And as a matter of fact, come to think about it, when Greenblatt was talking, he mentioned the World Economic Forum, and he said the word diversity, equity, inclusion. He said people are getting scared to use it. He said keep on using the word, because he was like, that's what it's about. These Zionists ain't about no damn hate speech. Matter of fact, they practice more hate than everybody.
You say practice. Hey, that's a hell of a construct, because guess what? It ain't far-fetched, because let's be honest, I just told y'all. If Netanyahu worked here, how many of y'all knew Netanyahu worked here? I mean, think about it. He worked here. All of a sudden, huh, Netanyahu, it's almost like it's in our face what we talk about. All y'all
on
the line.
Come on, man.
Y'all able to decipher this, and that's what's necessary for this time. If the next generation who are listening on this line, this is what's going to be taken. This going to be like an underground. I'm telling you, I can see it. This type of talk will be underground within the next three generations if this is not taken to restraint, because the gun laws, which black people, I don't know why we never had a church. Please call me. I do it for free. The gun laws, it was based off us. That's why I say we the poster child. The poster child of the revolutions. I mean, I never seen that like this. They lied to you on every level. They say that Prince Hall, a black guy now, fought in the revolution during the time. Now, think about this, everybody. What did they dress up as? The Boston Tea Party. What did they dress up as?
Indians, Native Americans. But see, look at something, Drybone. You got an excellent point, because the gun laws, that's the Second Amendment. What's the first one? You started off with it. Freedom of speech. If you have freedom of speech, why is it that everybody has to speak American and not the indigenous people's language that were already here if you had freedom of speech? See, that's a BS lie.
Absolutely. But see, that's what, now, I'm saying you can see the hypocrisy, because they almost thrown it in our face, because they saying the first battle, the first revolution, they dressed up as, boom. I'm like, damn, if y'all put the pieces together, not y'all, this is first.
Crisis actors.
Who was the first person to die in the
crisis realm? Actors. They playing crisis.
Yeah.
See, you've been saying that they've been faking. They've been faking all along. They've been making up actors all along. We're going to pretend to be these people.
They used to set up folks, too. So all of that.
Jabones. I got one big thing to say. You're right about the next generation, because they actually just told you the other day why we all doing all this smoke and mirrors and all this nonsense, you know, watching football and all that. They came out and told me, hey, the Biden administration trying to make sure they can control the whole FCC airwaves and they can determine what is speech, what they don't want. They trying to get a control of this whole thing by the end of the year. They just had a meeting about it.
Yeah. I'm a
control.
We got
the airway.
Hold on.
We got a rule.
Now we're going back to the Bible. That sounds like what?
But that's the Bible story.
Saturnism.
I'm gonna tell you
that term. Ism.
Right,
the
now,
Satorian
law. Satorians. Yes. And now Satan. Now let's be honest, because we're getting to the high level now. It's high noon. And we got to get. We're going to get to, now Satan. Even these terms. Lucifer. These terms don't have the same context that everybody's been trying to say.
No, they don't.
Evil.
Those are different tribes, different people.
When Kwame be saying about the speech, I tell everybody, because that's the way, and sister, you should know, etymology means that these words got different definitional terminology determining on how they are spoken.
And
that's
you drive on. The thing that we got to understand, American is 65% Latin from the Roman language. All of these words, and what is law written in?
Latin.
Latin. So what you did is what you did with the Bible, you turned it from the Jewish printing of the Bible and the other printing of the Bible. You did a what? A version.
But they got that Vulgate.
You get,
yeah.
But
yeah,
you get a version of it.
Version,
because this is why they say the King James Version, because they rewrote and made it to where it goes with their language of law and not your language your divine right.
Now, this is where I tell people it gets deep, everybody, because, again, you said he said it goes into a different – say we create our new language on this line. We only going to take the people who could be truly initiated into this language. Because any type of people couldn't be rebellious. So we're going to look at it on this level that whatever language was on the earth seems to have battled whatever other freedom of speech that came out, because that's where the battle at. If you think about it, all of us out there know certain people have already died once they gave the speech, especially when they're in the limelight. Like y'all be talking limelight, the light. They're giving them a Satorian light to speak. They said... We talk about this era that y'all spoke, the 60s and the 63 and all that, where these guys came up with all this construct. man, for it to be so accurate, don't y'all find that kind of that's the battle in me. I speak for myself to see how accurate they was in pronouncing what was going to take place on a large scale. And this ain't a small thing to do. This is a hell of a large scale to do, to get 10 regions of the earth to go under a one world currency. Think how deep that has to be, everybody, for just a minute. Very deep.
But
it doesn't happen over, overnight. This takes like thousands of years. That's what I told you. They on a like an ancient thing. Like they on some like different type of ancient stuff. You know, I tell people all the time, I know we love the ancestors stuff, but when a person could go and say they conjuring up this ancient, these ancient gods and all that, and they these nations believe that shit, like Iran, and then you find out they all bloodline, intermingling, sexual, made to have sex to have power. And so we know this is going on. So I watched the program. I'm bringing this to y'all fruition. And ask yourself this, because remember, I don't know whose income, what anybody made, but he did say something that was deep. And take stuff from the low level and bring it to the high. He said, when you're judging these crazy psychopath sex people, he said, just think about it. There's $500 pussy, and then there's $5 million pussy. He said, which one you think? I said, damn. And we don't get all that, but it's a hell of a construct joke. I mean, when you think that people got this much wealth, I'm just bringing it to your fruition, they're able to still control all the ancient seaports to this day. It's like amazing to me. I look at us today, they still, these families still own the goddamn major seaports and shit. So I'm on another level when thinking about how they really could do some damage. You know what I'm saying? Because that's called Espionage 101. I got to see who could stop the food. And how long do we support this fool who's stopping our food? That's the only way you're going to get them. Because they don't believe in nothing but energy. And you said it, Brother Kwame, our yield. Once we yield from spending, see, that's how simple this is. See, that's why they say the pen is mighty in the sword, because we don't know legislation on a warrior level. Like, we take shit so to heart and say, we know, what's the least casualties of going to war, not going to war? So if I come up with a treaty that would say, hey, boom, our people stand ground. Y'all buying too much shit. Go buy, take all your Christmas money and go get some gold and silver. Like money looking shit.
But bet you know, draw bones, you got to.
Hold on. Bet you then. A simple task. Black folks, don't take all that you're going to spend on your gifts and watch a dynamic shift happen and say, I'm going to buy a piece of precious metals. Just for, if you want to spend $5,000 on that, $10,000 on Christmas, go get that. Bet you then, without a gun being shot, they'd be having to say, there's something going on with the economy. I bet you. But see, that's too easy for you. See, we only keep shit heartbeat, have a heart attack at an early age. That's why I tell people, you ain't going to stress me out. No, you're not. So let's get back to the reality program here at the Truman Show for real.
But drop on. One point in what you're saying. You got to look at the word. They call it consumers. We're consumers, right? And you look at the word, it's spelled C-O-N-S, cons. That's the con right there for you and
conscious
is
to con.
Be able to go out
conscious.
Here and spend your $5,000 instead of buying gold.
Yeah.
Say
conscious.
Conscious.
I already said Keith. We've been saying that for years. Everybody know me. I've been saying con game. Anything got C-O-N-S. Since you know,
we've been con. Yes. So the word that you look at is the word that's in front of con.
The tip of potato.
Right.
That we,
and it's con. And it's right there.
It's
you and me.
And it's
then the word is you
that's
and me.
The son.
Now
the
con game. Hold on. But the con game. Y'all know this. Yeah, but y'all been saying
Summer.
No, but how many black people say we conscious?
Summer.
We conscious, though. We conscious community. So what
but
I'm scared now. I'm scared. If you're the conscious community, now I'm going to use your own words in a definition, unless you can find another one that refute what we just say. But you when you con people, obviously, you know, you being taken. That's the first thing you're thinking. Motherfucking
that's
got my
the spell.
Ass. Okay, so that spell has been done for how many generations now by people on Facebook, all of us, we the conscious community, conscious this, black consciousness, all this black conscious. And I don't, you know, I never see Native American consciousness. I can't say I ever seen that one. That ain't came out yet, but it's a lot of conscious out there. Now, self-conscious means one thing. What you've been saying, you better make a shirt out of that yield, my yield, owned by the yield. I mean, they getting it off of people who consumer into this.
Money.
Right. So now,
my
what
own
is
natural
money?
Energy.
But what
yield?
Is money now? Now we get into what is money. Now, I'm just telling you, I'm putting out there what I see, what they must, because all they have transmission. You need gold, silver, rare metals. You need special metals just to have. Like fiber optics ain't just done because they say fiber optics. They got the rest, the best of the metals, best of the everything, elements to put this shit together. That's some serious masonry, y'all, to be able to say. But look how this working, y'all. In order to get this masonry to do what we talk about, the new world order construct, we need raw labor. They using kids, y'all. Look it up. I got tapes all over the place. Kids, little kids, your little, imagine your little nephew y'all was holding on Thursday was made to go into a cave and dig out some shit to get some pennies so your ass can eat. Now, you don't have that yet because, America, you haven't fallen to that level. And many people think you can't. I say, wow, you do? You believe that, you honestly believe that they cannot cause the greatest depression, even if it's man-made. It can be man-made, but it can cause it. They sure can. And this is why, this is the key thing to y'all. I said about the spending, because I can't tell nobody how to spend. Shoot, we got people we know personally would never listen to this message. They could be right there next to you. They ain't going to listen to that shit. They ain't want to spend everything. Now, y'all just, all you on the line gave people prophecy of doom. Basically, y'all said that they got the fiber active optics ready for them. They can go. That's done. Obviously, Brazil test run. And then we got all that y'all said earlier about the people believing all the psyops that's going on. COVID coming back. I hope y'all noticed COVID coming back because y'all just said HOCO, making it mandatory. Then I go on the same thing, Kwame and all y'all, Brother Tariq, much love to you, California, love to you, saying, this going on, I'm saying, oh, shit, this. So all of the 10 sectors that we always talk about, y'all the news. We wouldn't know that was going on in Virginia. Thank you, much love to you. Brother Kwame, all y'all the news. Brother Sister Keela, when she come back, all y'all the news. All y'all, Brother D, all y'all the news now. Now, what coming out y'all mouth, we just want to make sure I know it is already. The people know it's facts. Ain't no smoking up in here. It's facts. Facts, even if you see it smoking, it's facts. So I tell you like that. So let's make it clear today before we go into the next phase of this program, because I want y'all to listen carefully. The inflation thing, I don't know how they're going to run it, but the banks got to do something. The banks got to do something. And it's not going to be like, oh, it's going to be, it's going to be smooth, but it's going to be a wake-up call. The transmission could go down. That's why you were saying those solar flares. I said that would be a great psyop there, wouldn't it? Say a solar flare hit the main, whatever, you know. People would believe it, for sure. Other psyop I'm very scared of, we learned back in the early days, temple days, is Jesus coming out the sky. Now, that one is scary. I don't know how many people would believe that one. Yeah, I'm asking y'all now because, see, this is the sci-fi version now. How many think about that? How many people believe that, you think?
But the Jesus coming back story, because the thing that they have done is with Jesus. Now, the thing that you got to look at, the sister said it part right, too, when she was talking about the angels and they're mixing with the women. Because what did Mary do? She had immaculate conception. Who seeded her with that? It wasn't Joseph.
Right.
So was it an angel or a spirit?
Right. That's the story. Is the one that, because she's extraterrestrial, obviously. Because, and I don't think what sticking a dick, like we, you know, y'all was trying to say about being, I just think the seed, whatever these people knew, what's that called, vitro, And fertilization has always had to be known. Ain't no just all of a sudden they thought the shit up. It had to be known that they were able to do these things. And that's why I think the Doctor Society, I'm so glad I had the brother on my show. Oh, my goodness. When he told us, I mean, it's amazing, though, what the medical profession would do. I mean, they like the Caduceus cult. They got the power. If you want to look at ancient stuff, why is always the medical symbol with the snake on it should be one of the things if it's always, personified as evil. But it's on all medical. That's something you got to think about. It shouldn't be. See, these stories, that's why people come out ignorant in church, because they don't give the symbolism, which they want you to, pay for, but then you're paying for it and they can become richer and you don't. So something ain't right even with that story. And I told y'all a long time ago, if anybody said to God, y'all better run your ass off, because that motherfucker told you that and he ain't got himself out of here yet, something ain't right. So my question is, this gonna be the big one for everybody. Inflation. Now, listen to how simple. This on Phil Donahue. Remember y'all Phil Donahue show? I go back sometimes and see where they gave all the truth to Phil Donahue. I said, damn. Phil Donahue, everybody had Faircom, you name it. What's the name? Shahzad Ali, when she wrote that book about black men, the woman misguided for a black woman. I mean, hell of a book. You see how hard that was to implement? Woo! She on YouTube now too.
Ask yourself the question, Dry Bones. When you have a flat tire, what do you do with it? Besides change it, and if you go there and your tire's low, what do you have to do with it?
Pump it up.
you got to pump it up, or you got to blow it up, right? That's what they're doing to people. They're blowing up their worries, their fears. They're blowing up the fear.
Right. Anxiety.
Oh, we're going to be with lack.
Anxiety.
We're going to be with lack.
Anxiety. Anxiety attack.
And you need to break the word inflation down. In flat ion.
Right.
You have to know what ion means. You know what flat is. And you know what N is.
Yeah.
So
that's
you're in a flat ion.
Yeah.
In a flat ion.
We got to break these words apart, because when you say evolution, all you're saying is know it, you love.
Yeah.
These are the ways in which we have to look at
word
book,
money,
the Helios book.
The word money.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was who?
Became flesh.
It was God.
Yeah, became
flesh. The word
flesh.
Was God, and the word became, the word was with God. So that means you being able to speak your words, you are what?
Imitations of God.
The God and the dog.
There you go.
You're both. That's balance.
Now,
the dog.
All that being said, I agree 100%. But one thing I know for sure, I haven't met a person yet to tell me they don't want no money. I ain't met one yet. I don't care how deep you can get. Money is going to be still something of your worth. You want something in return, kind word, whatever it is, that gratifies.
Everybody wants something in return, but the word money is a spell word. And if you spell it backwards,
it
spells Yinam, and you look that word up, it's going to tell you about the golden country that was slaughtered. And was changed
the
golden to something
country. Else. What you say, golden?
Yes,
golden.
Look up
golden.
Y-E-N-O-M. See, these
golden.
Are the spells they put on us. And then, talk about, and then they reverse it say it was about the money. Check that out. See, they using the spells.
They reverse
it using
wars.
They didn't kill off people. And then they put it in their dick, shun ion. Okay, Nary, Airy, and then they spew it out there. These ain't nothing but spell books, y'all. Every book that we read
they
got curses in them. And
but
they
can't get out of it.
Deal with Ouija board games. Ouija board games are what we played all our lives, and that is being used right now, such as the Ouija board that was the Monopoly game. Monopoly.
Only a certain people use Ouija
games.
Only certain people use Ouija boards, and most people online probably don't even. You probably used to play
it
when we was kids.
You don't
but if
get
it. Is
it.
If it
every
is a Ouija
game
board,
you played was a Ouija board.
Hold on. I got you, but still, that's not going to make sense to
people.
They're not going to make sense of that. They're not going to make sense because you're reading every day,
well,
too.
Well, maybe I'm
going to go to hold on.
We have to break these words down.
But you're reading too.
We have to know the meanings to all of each letter, which all represents numbers.
Well, you know that.
We're learning
now, you know
all
that.
Of this.
Technology.
Programming our minds.
You're right. I ain't gonna go against that. You know that because she came out the same school, so we just saying the same thing. But all I'm saying is the dictionary, y'all. Y'all been told to hate the English language. That's it. Let's bring the facts out too. Here's the thing where you got to use certain books. Latin. How many of y'all got a Latin dictionary? I was told to get one. And remember, everybody was told to get Black's Law Dictionary. So we had already in our minds from people who controlled our minds to say, go to that book, go to that book, go to that book. And we did. And we found a lot of precious jewels in these books. Latin. All these words. Now, the average person don't say, okay, we speak in Spanish all over the place. That's not the same Latin. Because they associated that group to Latin now.
It was big
like
Latin.
Right. Now, you say Latin, then we say, when we go into the dictionary, we find out it's under Roman rule. So anybody saying in Latin America, that's why the Jesuit Pope had, so I know the words, but that's associated to the land masses. Can't just keep people, you can't spew this stuff out without giving them connotations to the land mass. So you got the Argentina. Okay. You got to be reason why they want to go to Argentina. Look at that word A. So there's a lot of things in these spells that you say, wow, why would they go to these things? So we got all these groups now that's in Latin world, which I just said Brazil. Brazil seems to go along with it. So we got the Latin world coming through our back door. And that's bringing in spells. Let's go with that premise. I can go all day with this too, with the spells. I love this. So these spells, you got the Caribbean coming in with spells. Oh, it's totally different from what, you know, they language, even though it sounds English, to you it ain't English. They call us what? Yankee English, old English. They don't even consider us speaking the English language that England come from. So let's go with these spells. Are they higher than ours? Because their languages vary. Canadians got their own spells. They don't, because they're near Buffalo, they don't act like Buffalo, do they? So we got nations that y'all all saying Warcraft. Now I played the game Warcraft. Ain't that deep? You played it too, sister. And so basically,
that's what I'm saying. All the game. We're in a big game. We are in a squid game, if you want to call it that, but it's all we.
The squid game.
It's all
we. Explain that. That's coming up. They got the game coming up.
Spells, and the way we speak, because actuality, we ain't supposed to be verbally speaking at all because it's dangerous. And those that know it, that it's dangerous to our health, to our mind and everything, we're not
so
even
be,
the monks
on,
knew
so
that.
Be,
the monks
now that's not,
knew it.
No, that's not sound like a Star Trek. And it's definitely Rod Sterling where the people couldn't speak. I don't know what that means, but hold on. I still want to break this down, though, because, again, this is what they're going to play. If it is a spell word, listen to this duh people give you what it really, he says it in one, this is only, it's all this took was 1 minute and 8 seconds to explain what the TV and the fake news now is under control. That's why I say you don't even need a lot of words if you get to the point.
Inflation is the most destructive disease known to modern societies. There is nothing which will destroy a society so thoroughly and so fully as letting inflation run riot. Inflation doesn't arise because you got consumers who are spendthrift. They've always been spendthrift. It doesn't arise because you've got the businessmen who are greedy. They've always been greedy. Inflation arises because we as citizens have been asking you as politicians to perform an impossible task. We've been asking you to spend somebody else's money on us, but not to spend our money on anybody else. Everybody talks against inflation, but what he means is that he wants the prices of the things he sells to go up and the prices of the things he buys to go down. The real tax on the American people is not what you label taxes. It's total spending. If Congress spends $50 billion more than it takes in, if government spends $50 billion, who do you suppose pays that $50 billion?
Of course.
The Arab sheiks aren't paying it. Santa Claus isn't paying it. The Tooth Fairy isn't paying it. You and I, as taxpayers, are paying it indirectly through hidden taxation.
We are going through hidden taxation. That's all, y'all just said it. It's all about money. They are scamming us for how many years now? I mean, what, 200 and something?
It's always been like that. But when you find out that that's just a T in front of the axe, that's all that is. That was a terrorist act.
Yeah, so they're going to hack. But what happens when they hack it, though? Say, for instance, I know they can say it's a hack, but the problem I have with the when they do these things, the multitudes say you don't believe it, and that's all you're online. We're not looking at you as an individual now. We're looking at you through the fullest society that you're in. You don't believe it, but can you imagine the amount of people that will go crazy when they cannot get their money out of the bank? Let me get some more calls. Just think about that one. 5095. You may not go out and do nothing, but that's not what I'm talking about. 5095. 5095.
I'm just listening, fam.
Okay. Appreciate the love always. All right, man. Yeah. We're not talking about that. See, even though we are, subsequently, I have to go with what we're going to hear later on. Some people think we take these stories too serious, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the story is for us to believe the story, and then we be part, like Sister said. See, I'm using y'all own words. I love this shit. That we be partakers of her sin. That's almost like how they got it, like a Bible story. Like we be partakers
because
of her
sin. Are the magical beings, and when we start realizing that who we really truly are, and start using the language that we're not really supposed to be speaking, okay? Because we can telepathically communicate, because from the womb a child telepathically communicates with you. Look into their eyes, okay? And that's how they communicate. And you hit on it earlier about the iris opening up everything, opening
first,
up all
basically.
The vault, because the energy within you is you. You are the energy. Your form that you're in right now, your body, is an encasement to protect you so you'll be able to communicate with these other entities out here. So when we start realizing who we actually are, you know what I'm saying? Now, when y'all start talking about we got to cleanse our body and all of that, these motherfuckers already know that. So they going to come with a counteract on how to fuck you up. Whether you grow your own food, if you don't have no unit where you can do a contamination unit, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Let's deal with that counteract.
Or you going to adjust with the spells and shit that they're doing.
Hold on. Let's go. Let's go with that. Let's go with that purpose so we can get people to see that purpose.
You become whatever, guess what?
But hold on.
They can't do shit to you. Guess what? You don't realize
it. They can do
something. They keep saying that we can't kill these motherfuckers. We can't kill them. Why we can't kill them?
What you mean? Okay, when you say you can't kill them, now, because I think about this. Because people fear death. If that's the case, then the death squad or death, whatever they got pertaining to us, we can't say that they thought this up, basically, because it seems like that's what happens to nature. Things do die, obviously. Every species has a prey.
We don't die.
But it's a lot of energy. But there's a lot of energy.
This is why we need the iris. That's why they need your iris. That's why they need your face. They need your soul. They got to look into your eyes. You okay?
Well,
they got to telepathically communicate so that they can hack your ass. This
now,
shit
if they
is
are,
real. It's not no fantasy. This is real.
No one's denying that. No one's denying it. We just want to make people understand that we're going to put it into reality so that we know. Because I don't want to say, oh, she's rambling. No. Think about it. If people are actually being told by Elon Musk and Yavi and these technocrats that no one even knew about. This is all new lingual now for most people. You go and ask a person in the hood, what's a technocrat? And you might have an issue. They would, go with a tech person, but they would know it's definitely an elite group of people who want to change the world. Now, how small are they? Very. And my thing is that part of the Bible story, that the remnant, that they don't need a lot of people, you know, something like, you know, because a lot of people does become a problem if you really look at, if you say you're going to look at it on the, if y'all was all on the switch level, say, hey, you know, my own family members, I don't need. This is how you almost, you got to think. So I plan on knocking them off.
Useless eaters.
Yeah. So think about that. Now, this is what is actually, on a small scale, is actually a large scale. It's like the same concept, because the battle within families is could be catastrophic. And then you got this large scale. So these battles are that we go on with in life will make a person want to join the army. You know, people feel pride. And then you look at our history. You say, we had warriors. We got people who had weapons. We had people who had all these great things. Then we get to these battles. And some of the battles here in America, we need to relook them. I'm not. We're going to look up any battle, celestial battle, whatever.
But the great, drive on.
The battle here on the land, here, you said, just by, I'm saying these battles here, are they actually real? Because I get two stories. I get the wagon train, bonanza, gun smoke, and all this other shit. Now we got the black dude brought in, who we all heard back in the day through A.J. Rogers, Bass Reed. Everybody who read Ebony and shit, them dudes was in there. I got old Ebony. A lot of that stuff was told to us. We just didn't take it for granted like that. But, you know, we all knew that we made some shit through them publications. Today, this generation don't even know as much as we did. And that's kind of strange. That they do something.
But why, Jarbones, and the thing that you're hitting on is the greatest war we have is within ourselves. You know, and that's the part that we have to understand, is that once you find peace within you, the enemy outside of you can't have any to fight. Because once you discover that you have the power and your power is within, you have a whole universe within you. Learning how, what Rumi says, everything in the universe is within your body, when are you going to learn to use yourself? Because you have the power, you created and grew that body inside of a womb.
Is that communal though? Okay, now we say one and everything, but then we look at it on the scale that, you know, the molecule has to attach to other molecules to make the body. So yeah, we are one molecule, but to create what we talking about communal and all this statehood and national and most, lot, I'm talking about the diaspora. Yeah, well, sometimes but the body governs itself to make the body, because unfortunately, when it comes together in the purity, before it gets any disease, the mother is the only thing that can really disease the baby, so she has to be almost the purifying
She immunizes the
whole thing. She can't, right. Well,
right.
So
her body immunizes the child. This is why you give your child breast milk, not cow's milk. Because that's part of the immunization continuation of the life growing. That's what
that is her purpose. Yeah. And they make it bad now for women. Now let's get to the women.
Who comes first?
Yeah.
Who comes first? You,
the mother,
or the flesh? Who comes first in the womb? You or the flesh? You see, we coming in with energy. We coming in with the molecules, which is energy. Okay. So the soul is within that egg that came through. It has us in it. We're energy.
But that, right.
But can
that's
why they can energy be hacked? Now,
they
can energy be hacked? Hold on.
Seven.
Can energy be hacked? That's the question. Question going to be 50 seconds.
They're showing that they can do it.
Hold on. Yeah.
What feeds the energy is the mRNA, feeds the DNA. If you hack that, if that's why they call it mRNA, because now they've altered it in order to get inside the frequency of the exchange of
the RNA and the DNA.
The
question I'm asking all y'all, we got the fact. That's a no-brainer no more. We know now they can do it. It's obvious. We saying, look at the math. Go look up the engineers. It's going to be almost unbelievable. Y'all, see, that's one thing about people. I say, we got to look up, not just, they got to have workers. They got to have, people, thinkers in there. Just look at the staffs. Just look it up. And you'll see some extremely interesting things going on with this new world.
I don't care how much science they do. A computer cannot make an egg or a sperm.
It can't, but you could talk about
it. It cannot make an egg or a sperm
I agree,
that the human body produces.
But they ain't going to make them stop to believe Me and you can say that all day, be facts all day, but that's not what these people don't care about that thought pattern no more. I mean, I'm going to now go to the level where I'm gonna say I'm gonna give them a floor without them being here. Okay, I'm like that. I'm not thinking like that no more. I'm thinking like, hey, I'm going to.
But
have
see, that's where the battle is. That's where the battle is, because
okay.
divine
yeah.
intelligence is always greater
so
than artificial intelligence. Artificial is not real. Divine is the divine of the conscious of the universe, the cosmos,
don't say
and
conscious.
Nature.
Don't say conscious no more. Yeah, I'm just messing with you. No, but let's go with that. Because even if, because I know people say a lot of things that, but the phones.
We might have
okay.
to change that connection too.
Right, right. Because the phones is already, okay, think about it. We got the phones, the modems in our houses. I mean, we got to become the reality with this. We got the stuff in our houses to get these transmissions. They got all, whatever it is, you can still go to the bank, but you still got to go through, either put that card in. They boom, they know that through the digital, because that's digital. Y'all forget your credit cards. The thing on your thing is digital. They can hack that and put it on. It's fine. It's like, it's no way we could think that whatever this thing is called the watchers. I'm going to say thing, because if we go into the alien thing, we go all day with these different species. But I just want to say, whatever the watcher perspective is, it seems like we have given them the energy to do it because we love watching ourselves. I mean, think about it. Since the conception of this mirror on the wall, who the fairest of them all, obviously looking at vanity and looking at ourselves seems to be how this thing, what you say, sister, the truth, how they constructed it. They
no,
knew that vanity.
I wouldn't say that.
Because why is everybody on it then? Why is everybody on it?
But what
how's everybody on it? These platforms if they ain't about showing whatever you're doing, you're showing yourself to the World Wide Web. How do you think that works?
But what I'm saying is that if you trust who's doing your hair, if a woman trusts who's doing her hair, you don't have to give her a mirror because she knows her friend gonna make her look beautiful because she is connected to her and she's a reflection of her.
Well,
so see, we give it someone else.
I have to go to the beauty shop. Tell me that. I bet you if I go to the beauty shop with a camera and go to four of them and sit there for, I bet every woman will want to be looking at themselves in that damn mirror and they got their cell phone. I guarantee you that. You better go to one to see. You be like,
now let me ask you this question. You said go to the what shop?
Beauty shop, whatever you want to call it.
Why do our women go to beauty shops and their women go to salons?
They call them.
Why do we call it a salon and a beauty shop?
I'm calling them beauty, but they got salons. They change their name. They Fabre J salon. There's these sisters make a lot of money, and the ones that was making money at home was making more than the beauty shop, so they try to now get on people who can do hair from their house. That's how you know they making money, and now they want, blah, blah. So, but the sisters keep doing what you do and keep the fight going because they know that hair industry, whatever y'all want to call it, ISIS, the shoes
it's
are
the
beauty.
The antenna industry. What we got to understand is the antenna industry because we know that
it's
that 9-ether strand of hair on our body.
Let's be honest. If we talk about the Moors, because that's why I get the debate with this. Are we supposed to be this group that gave everybody beauty and all our garbs that we got gold on? I'm sure these people had, because look at Shaka. Let's look at Shaka Zulu. Premise of that movie, when he put the gray, which we do more than any group today, when Shaka put that black dye in his hair, he thought he was a god because he looked it younger. Isn't that amazing? And I said, man.
But who gave him that dye?
Yeah, but that's
who
okay. Who
gave
it to him
that
still,
dye?
He said, no, we know the British gave him. We don't care about that. He still he believed himself to be young again. I said, wow. Now, who does it today? You know that. I know that. But what industry now makes Beijing getting it? Killing out the black market. Oh, well, I got to look at who makes Beijing. Let's get this show going. We're going to get some more on this show. Man, I tell you, we bring it all the way back around, y'all. We bring it right back to you. We ain't getting, you can't escape Black America on this program. No way. It's too much we have done. Too much energy for us to forgive what we have done to our own selves in so many ways. Now, I know we like to say things, but y'all been saying some stuff that the black community is scared to talk about. If you go to anywhere and go to, even go to church right now and say, you know, the Nephilim's the giants, and I think they did a DNA, what Brother Kwame said about, you know, let us make them in our image, and he, how she got a virgin birth, all these virgin births by these guys and stuff. Hey, again, what makes y'all think there's nothing on earth right now that can do that? Obviously, there's got to be something on this earth in all nations, because obviously this dragon cult, which brother was, he going to be on in New York, Patat Seeker, I just seen, he had a thing, he says he's going to be in New York talking on a program on YouTube, go check him out, and some others. I agree with a lot, but the only thing I got a problem is, when we get to the black part, where the black people are actually initiating these people, or these people coming to these temples, just go look it up, y'all. Don't believe me, but you do not get that divine knowledge by massacring. You initiate. They become part of your cult or your group.
Mason.
Now, what? Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about this with all the ancients. Anybody, this crab is ancient. It's alien. Because look at what they worship, the 357. It's a star system, everybody. I mean, come on. They're worshiping a star system. And then the Dogon. All these, I mean, this is kind of like, I understand, but somehow, if these people said something came out the water, y'all don't even want to believe it. They said to do all these things came out of the water. They say, I went, well, damn. And so you get the Aquaman movie. We get these things as kids, but it's not in our religion. It's not in our culture to believe in a certain way that everything's told us that God did everything. That's all we hear. So you never hear like, a guy went to the ocean, came out, dugong.
Where are they putting all the fiber optics at?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the ocean. That's how they connect.
But that's a ley line.
They can't see it.
They're not putting it anywhere. They're putting it on a primary ley line. Everywhere they go is energy. They ain't just putting that shit there anywhere. They putting that in a primary area. Because you seen it. Them people you have to be strategic in the ocean to be able to put that in, and how do we know people down there ain't helping them? See, that's why I want to get deep. I get deep. It's like, how deep they got to go? Think how deep they got to go. Definitely can't go to the bottom of the ocean, because ain't nobody been to that one yet. But think where they got to hang. It's hanging somewhere that it's going there. So let's take that premise that they took enough manpower, energy, yield, to get that done. That took some shit to do. Whatever machinery they had is beyond normal of us seeing daily. That's a fact. So that goes to show you the initiative, whatever this is, to want to bring energy to this continent, this ley line, that ley line. This is some ancient shit. That's why I tell people, how far do we know this is going to go? And so I think we're going to take a quick break. Y'all, we're going to come right back. I'm bringing back everybody. Don't worry. I'm bringing back everybody. Everybody. Because we're about to get hotter. We don't come on till 4 o'clock. So we rolling.
All of you that came out today to say
Bones, if y'all had left, had anywhere to go, appreciate you staying with us that long. We can keep it on the podcast. We're going to switch over, and we're going to be on a few more platforms just because you make it happen. That's what we do. We do this out of love because love will make you feel happy no matter what. Love is an energy. It's a hell of an adrenaline. Evil is an adrenaline. Oh, it's a time to be mad, according to what they say. It's a time to be good, time to be mad. You can't be sit back. Because you'd be silent to the lamb, so I suggest you wake up out of that one. Now, let's get back to the reality of some things here. We got a lot of groups out here. Spoke to so many, see so many people. So many people got different views. I just keep everybody in the middle because guess what? Bottom line is your area, and your local area, government, with whatever you're dealing with, suggest take some time to see what you can get out of something, find out whatever. If you believe in co-ops or you believe in doing fine, find out who got the most far, find out who got the most, how far is the nearest, whatever. Just do some strategic homework of your own locality just to get an idea. Even if you don't participate in politics, because some of y'all, but they're going to force y'all people to do some things. So I mean, you're not going to do it, so get that out of your mind. We know you're not. But we just want y'all to look at the atmosphere of your existence. Just because you're a molecule, and guess what? Molecules and body, you got to stay away from cancer events, too. That means people could be cancerous. That don't mean nothing about no oil. Stress is the biggest cancer on the planet. More people die from heart attacks. That means we stressed out. And sometimes we stress our own self out. Because you can stress your own self out, too. Some people don't need nobody to do that one for them. So that's a fact. You got some serious stressors. But I don't want y'all to quit stressing on these stupid topics. I got to play this for all y'all out there. All y'all out there listening, don't fall. Those not you out there, like the ones who are on here on time. We know we ain't talking to y'all. We're talking to those listeners for the first time or just maybe just coming on checking this out. You stressing on something that can, if you meant to stop it, you'll be able to stop whatever it is in your own perimeter. But all this outside perimeter stuff, let it go. Like you say, to stay in your zone of feeling yourself and make that. Don't let nobody take you out your atmosphere. If you do get intrusions of people, energy, like I say, people who cast out spell words might say something wrong that you might interpret wrong. Chill, think about it. Because if they're leading, this one they leading. This not ours, but this theirs. His name is Nam Chan. He's old. He old as hell talking. Now this man is revered in the liberal circles. And I want everybody who's in the religious atmosphere, listen to this dude. It's 3 minutes. And this is what he said about the Bible, how they think of the Bible, and quit worrying about Jesus, the God coming for the Jews, because if they don't sound worried, why are you? They don't even sound worried. Let me let y'all. So y'all worrying about stuff for people who, they not worried. That means something ain't right for us to be following this. So this the leading. He untrained all of them at Yale and Harvard, man. The guys, when you get old, they just tell everything. God dang.
Are you familiar with the Khazar theory? There's a theory that's widely accepted as anti-Semitic that Ashkenazi Jews come from the Khazars and they're not Levantine. But it's DNA test.
It's not anti-Semitic. It's a question of fact. So Shlomo Sand, for example, has argued that, I think probably exaggerated, but it's simply a question of fact. If my ancestors from the Ukraine have Khazar roots, changes nothing. I'm Jewish. My grandfather was Jewish. My family happens to have a story saying that we're descended from the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, that's part of the culture. Doesn't matter what the DNA shows. We live, this is a point that Ahad Ha'am made over a century ago in his lectures on the two Moseses. He says, yes, there's a Moses of history, who may have existed, may not have existed. There's a Moses of culture, and that exists as a cultural phenomenon. And it's the cultural phenomenon within our cultural tradition, whoever Moses might have been, and if he even existed. Yes, that's true. We live in a world of cultural traditions. Makes no difference what the DNA says. So, okay. If the DNA says we're not descended from the Baal Shem Tov, hence back to King David, but we're descended from somebody in the Caucasus, makes absolutely no difference to our identity. We should stop this silly game altogether. It's maybe of some scholarly historical interest, but of no significance for the modern world. The modern world is the cultural entities that we're part of, okay? Social and cultural entities. And so we should throw all that aside. They can play with it in biology labs in Israel where they're intent on showing something absurd. But we live in this world with its own cultural, social, political structures. And in this world, I'm Jewish, no matter what the DNA shows. There is an actual existing world in Israel-Palestine. I've already reviewed briefly what it is. Sharp discrimination against Palestinians within Israel. Illegal settlements in occupied West Bank. Destruction of Gaza. Those are the major phenomena we have to deal with. And there are ways to deal with them. And talking about what happened in the Bible is not going to help.
The man said, talking about things in the Bible, this is a high-level one. I mean, go look them up. Norm Chad, hot taught Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Everybody loved him. Still do. He revered. I said, well, goddamn. He said it might be a, some dude said it might be a fake. Then we heard that. All y'all Ashbaugh crazy. It's two Moses, one Moses. They talking about, Akhenaten. They making up names. They admitting it. He said, well, no matter what they do in the lab, he said, we in the Caucasus Mountains. So everybody, put it to rest. No need to worry. You don't have to worry about watching no more black shows telling you about the Jews is this. They admitted it. I don't know how the world is still going along with this charade when this is a top level. Yale, Harvard, high level. You should see what he gets. He's still alive.
But Chomsky he's a professor emeritus at MIT, Massachusetts. And he is descended. His father was from Ukraine and his mother.
He's a top Jew scholar. The man told you, and then where's the war at, everybody, that we send the billions of dollars to? Ukraine. I mean, it can't get no simpler. The man said, we don't care nothing about your DNA. That's why I told y'all, that DNA shit they was giving you for DNA and Ancestry.com, that's a bunch of bullshit. I got the tapes right now. I'm going to find it later if I pull up so many stuff on here. They said it was a fart. It's fake. Yet, because they would never do a DNA. And that's another thing. Let's go with what he just said, just the sort of high premise. Then everybody really, he said, it'll make a difference culturally. It really is. We believe, I'm American, pretty much, because that's all we know. That's all we know is America. Whatever else the people say they know, that's fine. But most people come over here who say they know something else, they still love their country still. Got flags in their houses and shit. But, you know, you got to look at this Black America because you are like the poster child of this revolution. I told you, your face is on every revolution. Benjamin Banneker, that's not just one person. I told y'all a bunch of times, I don't know how y'all don't know there's regiments of Blacks on the fucking United States already. I don't get how y'all can't find this out. It's easy. Fighting 54, all you gotta do is look it up, and they start looking up, and then the books will pop up, and you start, and they will, and if you can't read the whole book, just go in there and look up the part you want, and you'll see all the whole stuff. It's like, wait a minute. You telling me somebody who don't even know how to grow food over here can have a Thanksgiving? Really? Unless they really lie. Let's look at this two ways. Look at these stories they make up. That's why I say it's allegoric stories. They got other meanings. They don't, like y'all say, I was going with y'all say with the spells. These stories are spells. Because if you keep believing this, you're absolutely right, everybody in this line, you will fall prey. Ain't no doubt about it. And I noticed even the stuff on YouTube and stuff that they say the Egyptians, they be giving out some deep shit, and then they have them all white except for the one guy. Everybody's white. Even if you go on YouTube, all these shows that show you all this so-called deep shit, you know, it's like a trick still. Now, the highest level of the occult is the white knights and the dragons. That's why they brought the Dungeons and Dragons shit. Like Sister, y'all, you was talking about, we're going to bring everything y'all said back to the reality that you're in, because that's what you said. Dungeons and Dragons. Every time you see, look at the White House spokesman in the last days of the fall, a Black Haitian. And he knows that during the fall, the redhead got out. The redhead witch got out. So they're using witchcraft. And who was the most dangerous one? The Vodun one. So, see, blackface. Going to start the revolution. I can go all day. Even in the Bush administration. Who did he get? Two blacks. A mulatto black and the real witch. They both got on national TV and said it was weapons of mass destruction because they was black. Wow. Some blacks now have given the best news in the history. First time blacks have given the history of the world. Oh, my. We feel so good even though they was lying. Think about that now. What kind of people will go along with this? Think about it now. I ain't trying to make it. I just want everybody to think for a minute on a different level of all what we always talk to think about. Think about how the people could, full forge ahead, believe it. That's some deep stuff there. And today, we got people who will actually watch our people do videos doing it. See, the people think we dangerous around the world because of YouTube and them and Facebook. Because when you put all your content on what you just said, Brother Carmi, a transmitter, and it gets deciphered when it gets over there. See, over here, it ain't as much as it. But over there, it looks like that's all we do. See, when it gets to the other kind of the world, that's all they do. They riot. They go into Walmarts. See, the cash and bail program was designed to let the blacks out to do the crime. And then when the New World Order come in, they already got transmitters on them. See, I'm using your own words, y'all, to put it into reality of what's coming. That's what's coming. If anybody got enough technology to bring that wire across the earth that Brother Crummy spoke about, oh, man. Oh, my. People, think about that one. If they got enough technology to do the Aquaman movie again, this time the black guy is the big guy. What is Praying Mantis? Are y'all watching this? Now, every movie that's came out now is actually showing what's going on. Let me get some more calls. I want to hear from y'all because we still got a little ways to go. 9451. I got some new calls. Let's jump in. 9451. That's you. Jump in. Better get connected before they cut us off. 9451.
Peace, bro. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go. Jump in.
Go ahead, man. It's Thomas. What's going on with you, bro?
Go ahead. Yo, man.
I had a couple things to add, man.
Go ahead. Go. Oh, it's on you now. It's on you right now. Please take over.
Yeah, the Facebook, which is known as Meta now, they're on the verge of telepathy.
Dang.
And University of Austin, Texas has also had a technology where they're on the verge of it. And if you read a book, Transgender to Transhumanism, written by Martine Wolfrock in like 2011, they have they can grow the equivalent of an adult human being in 20 weeks. And no egg, no sperm is needed. And then they can upload a human being's mind files into that being that they grew. So those two things they have the technology for. What I was going to say is to ask you is how the heck do the news report something as a terrorist attack? And then all of a sudden, the same day, it's not a terror. I ain't never heard of this before. Like, the news usually can't say that unless it's true. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know what's going on up there with the – I know you're not in Niagara Falls, but what I saw initially was it was a terrorist attack.
Yep, that's where they sold us. Let me just say this. Now they're saying that the family was going to a concert, a Kiss concert, right? Making this up. And was arguing, and they had issues with the pedal of their car beforehand, and somehow this incident came back. But then when you read that prior to them, their family sued the Rainbow Bridge because they had a boating accident that killed some of their relatives. And they got them on the lighting because they could not see the buoys. And they hit it. Now, go look. I said that was in the Buffalo Evening News. Go look that up. People told me because right now they're trying to play it off, y'all, that it was a,
That's telling you right there that it was a terrorist act, all right. It would look like an assassination.
Well, she was there on the spot. I mean, for her to be there on the spot for a crash, I mean, how many crashes happened in New York State? At any given time, you know what I'm saying? This
not
was
like
the one
that.
Not like that. You know what I'm saying? This like, I mean, the perfect
looks
scenario.
Like laser hit it.
Yeah, it's perfect scenario. I can say I can't give the analogy, but I'm going to tell you what y'all said, and she's seen. Y'all could go on. All I heard her say, if y'all heard more than me, please reiterate. All I heard her say that all the debris was like it went, it shattered into pieces. It was on every lane of the Rainbow Bridge. Every lane. And if y'all want to use the symbolism, it was strange that we got two bridges. They didn't go to the Peace Bridge side. They went to the Rainbow Bridge side. So, interesting concept. But, yeah, go ahead and finish up, man. You want some more to add to that? Because, like I say, I think it was a psyop.
It was called the Rainbow Bridge pre-LGBT?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that this was sort of a gay bridge or some shit. All right, man. Well, all I know is I watched it like 12 minutes.
No, it was always called the Rainbow Bridge. Always, because when you look at the falls, the Horseshoe Falls, it gives a beautiful rainbow, bro. I mean, if y'all ever seen it, the wind in that far, the shit that mist is coming up heavy duty, y'all. You believe me? But go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, what I saw is like 12 minutes after it happened. And I was on YouTube, and the dude went live, and I'm watching it live, like there's somebody at the scene taking pictures, and they're saying that the car blew up. It was a bomb in it. Like, that's what everyone was saying. It took off, and it just blew up.
Nothing makes
something blow up but a bomb. So I'm thinking suicide bomber. This is something.
They were trying to say, too. They said suicide bomber.
Yeah.
So they actually got the white family. Pictures and all, they got the husband and wife. Like I said, I don't know if they cry. I have no idea why you would go that fast, everybody. And that means high rate of speed with a Bentley, $300,000 Bentley.
And I bet you it had all the technology in it that was very hackable.
Yep, hackable. Think about it.
Oh, you know that.
I see the movie now. I'm not making a sucker. I think I told you, Sister Queen. I said, they had a show where they wanted to kill this guy. They took his car because you don't drive cars in the future on that show. And it made him crash. And they say Tiger Woods had the same. I can't give no credibility on. I'm saying these are the rumors.
No, Tiger was in one of them fancy new Honda. So yeah, that got all the technology in it.
Yeah, they said that could have been hacked. I don't know, but yes, I think cars, including, could be hackable. Yes, I do believe. I know they can. I ain't no belief. I know they can.
It started the Mercedes, because the Mercedes, what, the 500 S and the 600, whichever one that Princess Diana was in. That, you know,
yeah,
that shows you can hack
with Dodi Fahd. Yes, yes, Dodi
Fahd. Yeah, and then
very good. I'm glad you brought a very good one there.
Enos Cosby had the same car. Now, this car, you can't get a flat tire in a 600 because it pumps air into it until you get to a rest stop or something, you know. But all of a sudden, he get a flat tire in it and pull over when they kill Enos Cosby, Bill Cosby's son.
Right. Now,
yep.
All right, John. I tell people, we've been seeing things for years, all of us. Like, obviously, you investigative.
All-star.
Yeah. Thank you, bro. God, I was trying to thank you. Yeah. When that came out, man, GM, I always mentioned the GM world, the B-Low, the Buffalo, Detroit, all y'all was GM. It's amazing how they put these in these cars, you know, and I'm going to tell you, it seemed cool. You know why? Because OnStar sounds like Star Trek, and we all, you know, they got my generation, I would say, into that sci-fi Star Trek feel and all the latest, you know, if Digital Gadget had all these gadgets and shit. You say, well, but then to start seeing that they was making them and like they're doing now, I'm not surprised they could do that to a car, really. I mean, it's fearful to say that if I was to get a car, I would probably say a new car would make me almost kind of nervous knowing that, hey, who's to say what they would do to anybody? Based on that type of
that
they got.
That's why they try to ban gas, because they don't want you to have the old cars. They want you to have
new cars.
That they can control them and kill you whenever they select.
Yeah, I like how you put. Right. See how y'all connecting all the dots. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But what OnStar was the prototype to see if that could be done with a vehicle, being able to unlock it, to start it, to tell when it had a crash.
Yeah.
So those were the features that they were getting ready to put into cars. They needed a test model to sell to the people to get them accepted.
But they did it through the pimping game by giving the high level drug dealers, all our high level entertainers. You got
give you a sample to get you hooked.
Yeah, you right, get you hooked. See, they ain't dumb. I mean, it's like I told you. It's called. Y'all don't have to believe it, but it's just you know. Vanity is. I mean, that's vanity would put you away. I mean, you so indulge in yourself. It's called narcissism. Narcissists are vampires. They're energy vampires. Go look it up. And y'all talk about energy and stuff. You know, human beings could be already hardwired for destruction. By their own parents. They don't need no goddamn white people for that or any group.
No, all you got to do is give them a cell phone.
Yeah. No, before cell phones. because I know we want to blame, but let's just go for the era that all this came out of, the 60s. Think about it. The 60s when the witchcraft was at its highest level. It was inducing and inducting. At that time, I'm not even born yet, so I have no idea of the foolishness that was perpetuated. But when I looked up the history of murder against high-level political people, right there was a radar call like, that's not normal. And no one goes, ain't nobody upset by all these people getting killed, like right before their very eyes. That's how I know who was induced on heavy narcotics. So I don't give a damn. A job could be a narcotic. See, everybody thinks a drug, something. Narcotic, your body could create the narcotic. Some people even take drugs.
Sex is a narcotic.
Yeah. You're right. Some people even take drugs. They're the most narcissistic people. Don't drink, no nothing. Don't do nothing. But you think they don't do nothing. But that's the problem. You think they don't. The thing with people is, I tell you all the time, I hate when people try to tell me, about celebrities like they think they know. You don't know these people. So people go, no, I don't even want to hear that. Once you start that, like, you know them, I'll fuck that shit. I don't want to hear that. You don't know these. Unless you got proof, I've been around. Like, maybe you've been around them. Yes, I'm not saying you've never been around, but people act like they know who never been around these people. Like, they just know them. Like, you've been around the people, grant, you might know something. But I'm saying people who just, that's called fanatics. These fanatic people is what they're fueling up. Dude, now, what they did in the beginning was politics. Our people were very highly political in the early eras, more political than we are today. Right now, our people don't even know what's going on. At least back in the day, they had an idea of what was going on, that they was able to have some resemblance of power, power to, what I say, own major infrastructures and major stuff like that. Don't believe that blacks did not have this. That's the biggest con game they have played on our people, as if we never had nothing and we were only slaves. That was being taught. That's why we didn't put our people in school, because we seen that. How are we taught, and why would I teach that? And our kids, you know, we do know that now they're trying to say, oh, it was people here already, they was rich. That's already been told. Slowly they show you they black, but they ain't going to show you every day, because you might wake up too many people at the right time. Because waking up is almost mathematical. As they might out there agree, I got the lines over. Don't y'all think math is in that too? It's like a mathematical estimation.
Yeah, but you have to look at something. Talk about the ley lines and grid. We had indigenous people here that knew the ley lines and grid and lined up, built cities and Poverty Point. You got Watson Brake is older than the pyramids in Egypt.
But
carbon dated it.
The Moors.
That's what I'm saying. We knew
it. I met Queen Mother Moore. I know that. The problem that we had with when we was going to those meetings, I don't even know the family structure. I just was going because I was like, yes. But I do notice some things that, you know, some people had in tribal fighting amongst themselves. So they were going to court. Some of these tribal blacks are going to court with each other. Go look it up. It got tribal courts going to court with each other about land. Because they know that group of blacks, that tribal people.
The Freeman and the Cherokee.
Right. So they already had this going. So the thing with me is, okay, no one's now disputing that they know, because it's all, I mean, I could punch in black Seminoles right now, black Greek, Chattels. They even say it in Bass, the Bass movie. They mention all, if you go look up the Bass, that the real Bass Reeves on a documentary, what a life. I mean, this guy turned in his own son. He was so revered, the judges. That's just why I say, how can we, like, you know, listen to some of this bullshit? The judges were white. Bass got arrested in real life for killing somebody shot, because they was wild back in them days. So he made a mistake and shot the wrong person. They got his ass out within a year. Put him back in his spot. Man, unbelievable story. I mean, unbelievable. Took his son. Now, I say to myself, man, that's a story that, you know, we didn't know that part. The documentary told me more than the movie. The movie good. I ain't gonna be wrong, but see, this is what happened. We don't know the real story, even through Hollywood. Hollywood has made it where, you know, you don't really know if it's true unless you go dig deep. Hollywood only supposed to give you one layer of truth. That's it. One layer. They give you the first layer. They show you one black person. It's like it ain't no more blacks out there. You know how many black sheriffs was with Bass Reeves? Go look it up. Five black sheriffs was with Bass Reeves. They had the same power, but Bass was the leader. I said, well, damn, go look them up. Find out, man, you know, that area of Oklahoma, man, that needs to be documented, man. The one, somehow, the story, blacks has really had a hard, but they made the whole thing happen. It's, I told you, we're the poster child. I'm going to do a show. We're the poster child of America. And we are the poster
killing
child.
Movie they just brought out, The Killing of the Flower Moon. That shows right there what they did in Oklahoma about the millionaire Osage people and all of the white people that was killing them in order to take their oil.
Now, that's where the Thanksgiving come in.
Thanksgiving was the Pequot up in Connecticut.
No, I'm saying the allegory, the same thing happened. Same thing they did to get, you know, but they didn't do it all at once. It takes time. Of course, when you watch that story that he's talking about now, I'm glad you brought that up, brother. Go further. go into the actual history of it. Yeah, and go into the actual history of it. You get to see way more. The movie is only going to give you, like I say, one layer of truth, and then you got to go on your own. But, man, now, that's where all them blacks were at. There were a lot of Native Americans. That's where they came up with the idea to get you to be renamed, because the rest of them, I don't know how they was able to pull this off, but even the ones that was able, that you see now, was done through sex. A group of them through sex was got together with them and said, we'll go against the black ones so they won't get none of this either. And that's how this game, I said, white supremacy only has a certain amount of time on this planet to thrive. It was only given, that's the 400 years. It's not about you being, they've been ruled over before 400 years. They was only given 400 years to rule over us. Now, if that was the case, let's go with that premise. Whatever it is. Whatever it is gave them the 400 years, ain't that story where nobody touch him, let Esau go crazy, save him for me? Because why would you be saved? Why? With all that we know, that's a lie. It's still a thriving movement of white supremacy, still able to harness. Now, all over the world, we don't play Idi Amin. We don't play every nation. Talking about the Jews, Idi Amin said that he was just wanting entertainment. You know what that meant. So how are they able to bring in vanity, through vanity, through your own emotion? Obviously, because ain't no way witchcraft could work by brute force. And seduction, beautiful women, my daughters. That's why they call the daughters of Couture. They knew sex was powerful because you can't get here in through the portal, because they gave it. That's why the woman's a portal system. Now, they took that woman body, according to what I'm hearing, y'all been saying it, and took that woman body and able to devise portals on every continent. Why would they need that? Why would they have to have celestial portals? Now, I want y'all to listen. I want y'all answers. Because y'all talking some deep stuff. So maybe the people coming through the celestial portals, which is Mother God, and I'm going to tell y'all something. The New Age movement is very, very powerful. Oh, my God. When I look at the New Age movement, man, I'm seeing some characters. I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, this is unreal here. Now, even black people is in the New Age movement. They actually are coming with the new world religion. So it's like, it's not like they're fighting each other for, they're going to say they're going to rectify that war over there after they kill off enough people. That's just how it looks in my eyes. All the earth got a certain measurement number by why, I do not know, but they feel they must, they did it in Georgia, which is a major ley line. That's why I keep saying they blew, see, everything's being blown up. Because you know why? Don Lemon said it. Don Lemonade on CNN before he went berserk said that the whole system needed to be blown up. Right after that, go look it up. The Georgia guys don't blow up. Boom, 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 boom. Except the time crypt. Luckily, I got pictures of that. The time crypt that was in the ground, that's really unbelievable when you... unbelievable read. Tells you what it was for. And they blew it up. And right after that, everybody, it's like every region of the earth, just look it up, because it's in pillars. It was a time clock. That's why I'm just going by what y'all say. See how y'all, they use everything from ancient times. So why shouldn't we? So I have no problem with y'all on this program giving all the ancient wisdom necessary for us to keep it going. But once we get realized that this is an archive, is going to go forever. Let's go with the Constitution here. Brother Kwame and all y'all listening, they said in their own works, if the Bank of England, so right now I got the Bank of England books here. Hold on, let me get it up. Right here.
Okay. But September 1776, it used to be United Colony. That's when they changed the name to United States. So it wasn't no United States until then. It was United Colonies, because that was the 13 colonies.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever they did, and when they got in 1871, the Bank of England took full ownership of the Constitution or the corporation. It's a corporation at this time, as we all say it is. So I goes and look this up. Because, you know, that's what we do. We're not here just to always, we agree, but we're going to agree to go further with this investigational program here. I said, damn, what could it be that the bank was able to pull this off? Now, y'all love spells, witchcraft, and all that. Now, you said the Rainbow Bridge, the Peace Bridge. Now, ain't that that's at the border of Canada and, you know, take that. Ain't that the same treaty of friendship and peace that was used by the Morocco? So I said, let me go make sure that this ain't all connected. And sure enough, it is. They could never have done that. Listen to the trade here. I got it right here. It's called the Anglo-Moroccan Alliance, established at the end of the 16th and the early 17th century between the Kingdom of England and Morocco. Commercial agreement had been reached by the Queen Elizabeth I, England, and the Moroccan leader Ahmad El Mansour. What a hell of a name. Look at that one. Ahmad El Mansour. On the basis of mutual intimacy to the Spanish, that means hatred. See, intimacy is that with thy seed, that's Bible talk. Mutual intimacy between Spanish King Philip II, the arms trade dominated the exchange. And numerous attempts at direct military collaboration were also made. The alliance was maintained sometime by their successors. Goes on to say the alliance between the two developing countries between the 16th was regular commercial exchange in all kind of Genoa, I mean Spain, Portugal, you name it. They kept it going, and then they changed the name to the Anglo-Spanish after they had agreed to another agreement with the Barbary companies. They rechanged it to another one. So I said, well, damn. And lo and behold, everybody, when I started digging deeper, I came across the Jamie Foxx movie, which that thing, like he was able to run freely, was representing that Sundre law that y'all were talking about and all that, you know, you had to be a certain group of, come on, y'all. Now, that means that they brought black people with them, or mulatto black, however you want to exterminate the name, but some of them were not all mulatto. But they knew what they was doing. I go look up three laws that y'all told me to look up, Virginia, Louisiana for sure, and don't guess what, and even in Texas. That's why they were so last to hear Juneteenth, because they were really mad about that shit. Now, I don't know why, you know, this ain't talked about in all our group thinks of talk of thinking, because once you get to this, and it took me, okay, I got the paperwork here. It takes you all the way to the taxation part, where they were taxing people. So I said, let me start looking up this taxes. And you, lo and behold, no one's going to hear this now, because this ain't going to be talked to on no channels, really. The group that was able to get the taxes were called the Black Guard, or the Servant, or the Bukhari. They were black Moroccan soldiers, and they were the guards of Islale. And the Black Guards descended from black tribes of Morocco and the sub-Sahara Africa. They was in place to get taxes from the people so they would keep peace. They were like an extortion ring. Go look it up. They were called the Black Guard. I mean, they were feared. To this day, they are revered. They do a special ceremony in Morocco today. I don't hear no of these Moors talk about that stuff. That's funny. Come to find out, they were bringing them with them on the ships. It's impossible for anybody to believe anything otherwise, because you didn't look up maritime law records. That's all that's about. Let's get some more callers, because we're not looking up maritime law records as well. But this goes along with it, because these people believe in old-time shit, y'all. Whatever this ancient alien construct is, believes in old-time shit. They go by old-time stuff. They're looking at old time maps. They're looking at maps from the old times to know something was there. by symbols. Just like Sinbad. Remember we used to watch Sinbad? Everybody, they would go with these maps saying this was the land of the gargoyles and shit. And we thought it was a joke.
Yeah, they put us all in a containment and told us that that was a myth or a fantasy. It wasn't real. So
right.
Those was all lies so that they could keep the truth to themselves and
right.
Go out and get what? Resources. Their whole goal of all this technology and stuff is to go into the other realm, and which is the other part of the map that they have taken away, is to dig,
you said
and kill, and they weaponized us, hypnotized us. We joined their services, and now we in a space force, comms, and how they're doing is they're gonna be in the air. They got comms now connected in the air where they can do banking transactions. So they finally succeeded with the comms. If you look it up, now I'm just putting this out here, y'all.
Yeah, put it out.
When
you
look up the information,
they
don't look up the banking part, but the comms, all right, is set up for them to do transmissions to each other on their ships, on their airships. So now that they can do this special, because now they can go into a higher altitude now. They don't have to be inside. They could be above now. And go through their portals or whatever.
They're in smart cities now. I mean, they're not like
right.
I don't want
they're
people to
make smart cities.
You're not gonna
they're
see
gonna
them
make
your
portals
area,
for us where they they're gonna make
gonna
portals. I know my mind is far away and I see that because I
no,
can
but
see
we
a little further
to people
a lot of
explain to you. I got you, but we want to explain.
The comms that they just put up, they got an excellent signal where they can do transactions.
Who put it up? Tell them who put it up so they can have it.
It's NASA, which is corporations, science corporations.
There you go,
corporations. They have put these, they've been doing the signals back and forth already. So now the signals is better than ever before. It's more clear. It's just like us talking to each other face to face. So now they can also got the AI where the AI can do the banking transactions, the digital transactions. This is their goal.
Brother
Kwame
said that too.
They have space elevators. They have, they're building.
Now, hold on. When you say they're doing it,
that
now, what's the provocation? Now, they're doing it, and we understand they're doing it because you've been saying they're doing it.
They get rid of our ass. They don't need us.
There we go. That's the part of it. Now, okay, they're doing this. They're doing this now. Whatever this is, they're going off the grid. They're going to Dubai.
Check that out.
They're going to all these places. Now, the thing about this is Elon Musk and them, and y'all heard this already, he made some statements, but I want y'all to know it's all made up. I got pictures of him with Mossad and Gisella that they put out
there.
They all work together. Now, the thing about this is he's South Africa. He knows a new currency is coming. He's already entrenched. What's your thoughts? Because I know people will probably say they're going to come to you in a way where they want people to be sympathetic. Like, say, for instance, if your child can never see, have never seen, and it's hard to do. I hope I never have to make these decisions. But they say, oh, we can bring sight to your child now with these new eyes and bugs. So basically, me and you are really supposed to say, wow, and be happy. You know why? Because we've seen the $6 million man. And we were happy.
That was the program.
So
let me break that down to you.
Right. So we were already knowing that.
Everyone.
Right.
So let me break it down.
They
play on our sympathy because they make us into imbalance. They make us sick. They make us this. We fall. We volunteer this. We volunteer that. And now that they know that they can do this to us, they'll play on our emotions. They know we can get emotional. They studied all of these areas. These entities have studied all of the area about us. So now they know what to put out there to trigger us, so that they can examine that, to everything, to wanting to get robotic parts in our body. The young generation is already being programmed into this, wanting to get parts on our body. If we want to get tattoos on our body, what makes you think we won't want machines on our body? If motherfuckers walking around here, excuse my language, with hair every day, I'm talking about our women, men doing it too now, so they not left out, hair on their head, you know what I'm saying, every day so that they can look a certain way, so that they can capture someone, you know, yeah, yeah. whoever they want to date, woman, man, whatever. But yeah. it's playing on the sensory. They're playing on all of our sensory.
Well, Vanny, it's all Vanny.
They're
experts
of it.
Vanny, it's just Vanny. Straight Vanny. Go ahead.
Grab on, let me bring something up there.
Go ahead.
Let me bring this up. I'm glad she said that because the other day I was out and I was walking around saying, what the hell is this? And I was doing some work and I said, hold on, man. When this building, I think it's called Redbird, I forgot the daggone name of the building. But anyway, it happened to be a tattoo shop. Now, this used to be an AT&T building, I think. They done made this into a tattoo shop, man.
Yeah.
And
they coming up.
People there. This was daggone. This was the day after Thanksgiving, and they were doing Black Friday sale on tattoos.
Yeah, tattoos is now becoming.
People are getting piercings on their body. What makes you think they won't get
let's just be real. Let's be real. We don't got the bazillion butt tucks. So women have already, men can get a penis and a lot of it. So we know vanity for different things work. Now, this is an overall vanity now because basically you're saying that we altering ourselves. Like I say, what if you got a retarded child and they say, let us put the brain chip to see if we can from that. People going to go for that. Because of the sympathetic of, I want my child to be not ridiculed or not teased in school. Because young kids can be brutal. Believe that one. So, and you know, so these are things that they're going to come up with that is going to shake the conscience of people. No doubt about it. Because it's the way they're going to present it. They might present it at one of the foundations or whatever the hell people are affiliated with. It could be something. But it's going to be produced in a way that is going to be first. Those who got the money probably will be the first, but they don't want to be the first. Most people with the money don't want to be the first. They want to see how it works on people before they put that shit in their head. So they're going to be probably already inducing people who are maybe mentally challenged. Now, what people want to say, oh, man, you know how sympathetic black people give a lot of money to charity. I hope y'all know that. Statistically, we like number one, I think, if not two. But definitely, I think we number one. So we definitely are charitable in some, you know, aspects. But look at the fact, how they would look at it. A brain chip, Elon Musk, and they get a child that actually now able to play guitar, drum, sing and shit. Hey, you put her on a star, a BET or something, you know everybody going to want a brain chip for their kid.
Yeah, because you got the people that want to be the first ones to try it. Oh, I had it before you did. I had it before you. You have those type of mentally challenged people.
So that's going to work. So I'm just giving you a construct that, okay, you say we might be getting old there, but you can see this going into the next generation way easier than ours. Like, you know, we already was, like, prepared biblically. That's why I said this is an unbelievable time because there's a timetable that, in my estimation, y'all could agree or disagree. Let me know what y'all think. If they could just put us off, because remember, it's been years. Everybody thought we've been hearing this fair, end of the world, end of the world, end of the world. We all heard it. All heard it. In 1999, we've been hearing this through movies. But when you look at the timetable of how, okay, I don't know if they have brain chips ever been introduced. That I don't remember that. But this is the first time we hear tattooing. Okay, what better way? Tattooing the mark. I just heard that in another Australia. Go look it up, y'all. Australia is now taking Apple Palm, meaning you got it in your palm for your Apple phone. It'll go be registered immediately. So they already got parts of the earth doing this. That's what makes it so dynamic. It's not like it'd be different. Everybody could say we all was crazy right here on this channel if it was not happening. But everything we talk about is happening. And it's happening at intensified levels around the earth, or flat earth, however you want to look at this right now. But I'm just saying to all of us here, because we're in here now, we're going to have to really be the new gatekeepers of what's happening. Information, because remember, information was always important. One of the most important things in all of civilization is information. And once you destroy all information from people, places, things, which they already started with places and things. They ain't did people as much, but they have done people. But now you find they're just, you know, they would never destroy the artifact they destroyed in this past few years, 10 years ago. It'd be the people that beat their ass up. They couldn't even get close to it. Imagine spitting on the Vatican, Michelangelo. The people would probably be, today, you could throw shit on it. You see what I'm saying? Big difference. So we got the contrast of people, mind, y'all of a different mind. What they created is a new mind, so we looking at it like, But those of us able to see the students like y'all on this line, you can see that the traveling of time is transition, because y'all able to see it. Y'all kept saying, sister kept saying all through the program, I'm seeing it. I know you are. Don't you think we all seeing it together? It's like we putting it together so everybody can see and listen to seeing it through these different areas that y'all in, to able to tell them what y'all seeing. And they're going to be agreeing. Yeah, you're right. Believe me, people listen from your area that know you're talking can relate to what you're saying. They part of it. The dry bones, in my estimation. So I'm looking at all y'all on there now, so let's get to this deeper part right now. Let's go with this one. I keep telling you, I don't know if this is of divine. And everybody kept saying, maybe we should look at this. If these ancient gods wanted to be one God, and y'all raving, ran about Akhenaten and they extraterrestrial, we got the whole gamut with that family there. Incest, extraterrestrial, all kind of stuff about this group here. Prior to them was the mini gods. For them to hold on to power this long, how many of y'all in line think that might be where this cult came out of? Because obviously this one God concept is now creating a one world order, which sounds like a one God concept, creating a one world currency, and a one world religion. Think about it now, y'all. They got the lines open. Come on, somebody got to talk to me on this one. How is that? Because it's almost impossible to think about that. This ancient dude killed all the high priests, changed all the temples, said he God, and the Hebrews, Biblios, the God of the sun. He God, that is the sun God. And today,
and what you're saying,
Go ahead. Please help me. Please.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But what you're saying is you got Akhenaten who turned around and changed it and said there will be a worship of only one God, Amun Ra. Then you had the part of the Christian era came and said that this person is the Son of God. And he's coming to die for your sins. So everybody will be without sin because he shed his blood and that he's coming back. This is the era we're in now, that the revelation, he's going to come back to straighten out the rest of the things that's gone wrong with the world. But he had died for your sins. You had one to get rid of all the idols. Then you get one to die for your sins. And now you got one to come back and choose the people that's going to be to live forever. So you got a continuation story.
Right, forever. And then we find out astrological, because we're talking about the sun and the sky and all this other stuff that go along with this so-called story, and the three stars and all this Sirius and all these other celestial events that's in the Bible only one time only, though, because they don't put that scripture of Orion.
In heaven.
All this. Yeah. So,
in heaven as it is in earth.
Right. So basically, they worship a celestial outside force, some form of fashion, claiming it to be radiated out. But the fact that he made it one, after the story is, he made it one, but we forget that these people who had the other beliefs, they ain't gone. It's got to be some hatred about you killing all my temple gods and you creating this one guy, and he had to have force because he needed all the, you know, people go along with. So that's like a rebellion of a one, almost what we're going through now. Because really, Jesus is gone. They don't accept Jesus. the groups that we're talking about now don't even accept no Jesus. That go for any of the Khazar religion groups. Jesus is not considered. He might be a prophet, but he ain't the son of God in their eyes. And that go for most of them over there. So we got this other type of belief that this Jesus character, and like he said, Moses ain't real and all this other stuff. We all heard this before. So what is the construct of this? That what are we going to be believing for us to go along with this, that there is a divine God system, and how are they going to present it to us? Not y'all on this line, but
well,
this thing, how are they going to present this to our people for them to believe, hopefully not believe, but just for my sake of knowing, I mean, to have Project Bluebeam, I thought it was a joke when we first read that book. Sister, you remember that? We thought that, oh, hell no. Yeah, it can't be. And I think within about a year and a half, we seen something about them doing holograms and for some type of event, a parade or some bullshit we're going to do. They didn't really think about it then either. And, of course, movies started showing holographic stuff, so you started saying, that's strange. They're showing all this holographic. Now, they do got holographic shit. They already, what's really going on now, that image and likeness is being debated because they want AI and or holograms to be these new celebrities.
Well, that's what the whole strike was about. What wagged the dog? I mean, we're looking through media that we're getting all of this technology showing us that there's a war going on and there's stuff blowing up, but that's all done now on a computer screen.
Right.
And so what we're looking at is what is real, the part of man having the ability to decipher what is, because half truth is a whole lie. So what is the whole truth?
What you just said, I forgot to say what you said, War Games. For those of you who grew up watching that movie with Broderick, you know, War Games. Simply a dude took over the Pentagon through the computer game, and I said, man, you know, we took these movies for granted. That's fun, because we was all getting into Atari. Everybody was getting into Ghost Invaders and everything, you know, playing these games as kids. And then you start to realize, we in a holographic world. They can make it look like it's real. So this is the challenge for our young people. And again, I hate to say it like this, but we do it to ourselves. These gifts, because I know nobody's going to listen except for a few. You ain't going to utilize not spending on stuff that's high priced. Because right, like I said earlier, a Virginia brother said, they wasn't getting no discounts. And I'm hearing the same thing here. They get you to the store and still ain't much off. That's the main thing on these shows down here. I've seen it myself. So basically, they still using us as what? Collateral to buy up the debt that's left. All that shit never even cost that much. It used to be so cheap they would sell it at bargain basement because they making people in slavery. And I want y'all to stop thinking that slavery ain't in existence. That's y'all on the line.
It's called debt slavery.
Yeah, but even slavery. I'm talking about pure fucking slavery going on. I mean, I'm going to do a show on slavery because somehow people think it stopped. Like, oh, it stopped because some, you know, white groups say, oh, emancipated. No. Now, Brother Kwame just said debt slavery. That's the most commonly utilized one for sure. But the ones like the old school slavery and sex slavery, man, it's some ruthless people out here. And every nation, not just blacks, every nation is pimping their people. Every nation.
Bobby Hurt.
Huh?
Yeah, can y'all hear me? I was going to say.
I hear you.
So what y'all was talking about, they got a new form of tattoos coming out called electronic tattoos or e-tattoos. And they also got this new thing called e-skin. They serve a lot of different purposes. And they're going to be everyone's going to have them, not our age, but young people. You know, they're going to want to have one. They're not going to be permanent. They're going to be expensive. And they're going to allow them to attach to certain electronic devices with this thing in their skin, you know, instead of, because going inside of the brain is going to be for the really rich people. So for poor people,
right.
they're going to have some attachment
right.
on their skin and stuff to do it, right?
Right.
And the
right.
other thing that I was talking about is the God construct. What you're seeing is the end of the one God construct right now. It's no more one God. Everyone, the young people, if you watch them, they all have different gods that they serve to. It's not one. I think that show one on Netflix, right? Not Netflix, Stars, where they had a bunch of different Jesuses and gods. But they all, everyone's going to have a God. For the people who are gamers, they're going to have a God they pray to, man. People who are ladies' men, they're going to have a God they pray to. It's going to be different constructs.
Queen, y'all must be watching the same shows. I just say, now, Queen, is he hitting on the same frequency on you and I'm sure? Now, think about what y'all just said. Now, ain't that the same story? Think about it. He just said the God concept, one God concept is being destroyed. We're going back into the poly where the young people believe many God, and I'm glad you brought up the amount of money it takes. Elon Musk is going to go with the people who got the money to spend on the experiment. The people who in the other cast, like ourselves, they were put on the skin or the digital kind. They'll go little layer into you, not many layers, whatever. It's a whole different species of frequency, body, and division. Now, the question I want to ask y'all, does that not make them different? Because think about it. If they have energized their molecules for a certain aspect of going through electronic energy going through that much more, they got to alter something because their kidneys going to be messed up. Something gonna be has to be something give. Either the body gonna adapt to this frequency going